KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When you think of May, think Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako offers a variety of services including collision repair, a full new paint job, and they can touch up scrapes and scratches. So when you think of May, think Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Make an appointment today for a free estimate. They also offer a military discount. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako today.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, deals on Mother's Day gifts.
Moms are the best.
And deserve the best, which is why I went to Kohl's and got Nike tees for under $30, jewelry for just $19.99, and slippers for under $17.
Leave it to you to find all the savings.
What can I say? Like mother, like daughter.
Did I mention you can get an extra 15% off or even more with a Kohl's card? Your mom would be so proud.
Select styles, Nike Phalanx, May 8th. Coupons do not apply. 15% off rank, May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to begin our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio with our weekly complimentary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. It happens that the DJ viewers have thoughts. We've talked about all of these stories this week in one way or another, so we'll recap and talk and throw in some of our own opinions, maybe some of the new information that has come to our attention over the course of the week as the Talkers has their top 10 stories and top 10 people list published every Friday. You can read it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10 on the story list is Dave Chappelle and what happened with him. At number 9, race relations. Number 8, the crime situation in our country and what's bringing it to the, you know, why are we having so much violence and that sort of thing. Elon Musk, number 7, and the social media, the Twitter thing. COVID is 6, lowest it's been for a couple of years on the countdown list. The war is number 5, which sort of surprises me, but when you look at the other items, the economy, number 4, January 6th, number 3, how disappointing that's where it is. And 3 and 2 kind of go together with partisan politics. And then, of course, number 1 has to do with the continuing conversation of the Roe v. Wade, whatever it is. I'm at a loss to a point in terms of finding. Yeah, it's kind of rumor mongering. The release of the information to somebody at Politico that perhaps there's been a vote, tentative vote taken on the case that involves Roe v. Wade. Whether Alito, I guess I should look at the people list and we can go from there. At number 10 on the people list is Dave Chappelle. Elon Musk is at 9. Janet Yellen is 8. Kevin McCarthy, 7. Alito is 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Madison Cawthorn is 4. J.D. Vance is 3. Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. So, the Alito thing about how he's been working on this, that's part of the rumor mill this week. There are a lot of things. And it's, you know, it's some of this stuff, the response is pretty predictable, and we don't have to go through what, you know, everybody has said about it. The same things have been said for decades. It's, you know, all sort of, it's there. You can see it. You can hear it. You can feel the emotion, the anger, the effects that it has on people. Just the whole thing. It is part of politics, I guess. Probably it could be coupled, as I said, with number 2, the partisan politics, because it all seems to be somewhat political. And so here we are. And we don't have, my point of view has been, then ladies, I want you to jump in. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner from the DJV show. This is something that has been part of the landscape since the early 1970s. A lot of people thought that it was settled law, including two people who are now in the Supreme Court, who told their inquisitors when they were up for being appointed that it was settled law, thus the idea that they wouldn't take an active role or they wouldn't change what already is quote-unquote settled law. Now they appear to be, and I don't use this term lightly, I don't like the word lie, but it certainly looks like they're a couple of liars. That's the story as far as I'm concerned. The other stuff is so predictable, but these two guys,
I do want to point out, though, that, and it's really important whenever we talk about the Supreme Court getting involved with any controversial issue, whether it's abortions or gun rights or freedom of speech, it's really important to understand that what they're looking at is a piece of legislation that has been passed up in the court system, that they're not looking at what we think is a law and saying yes or no, it's what we think. It's they're looking at whether or not whatever lawsuit, this one happens to be on behalf of a few states who take issue with the fact that Roe, and this has always been the argument with Roe versus Wade, and I know there are so many emotional arguments. And
you mean whether it's a home rule, states' rights, that sort of thing?
Whether it's states' rights or not. I mean, typically, if you read through, if you are a constitutionalist, you believe in states' rights. As much can be returned back to the states should be returned back to the states, and that has been since the beginning the push. And in fact, many people, including, I think, Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself, said you have to be very careful with how Roe versus Wade was actually written and how it was decided upon, because there is an argument, a compelling and good argument, that it should be up to the states to decide. So I think it's really dangerous, because a lot of the stuff that's out there, and I get it because it's an emotionally charged issue, and it's, you know, a lot of people feel very personally and deeply about this. And so it's like you have to understand that when you're talking about it, and you have to take people's feelings into heart. But you also have to look at how the law should be applied all the way across the board. I think there are a lot of people out there who are saying that abortion is simply going to be illegal in the country. That's not necessarily true. I mean, I'm living in a state right now where Gavin Newsom is trying to codify abortion basically creating California as a sanctuary state for people who are seeking that procedure. So
yeah, Connecticut's doing that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is going to be...
Most all the states in New England are doing well. It still is the fact that you have to hide or you have to run away. That's part of the issue. But the other part of it for me isn't even the issue that you're talking about or the issue of Roe v. Wade. What I find troubling is that with all of the circumstances we find ourselves in today, with the war, with the economy, with COVID, here are three huge mountains that we all have to climb pretty much every day in dealing with the reality of life. So these people have to be aware, and they can, if they want to, if they choose to, not necessarily take this up now. There's no mandate that they have to come up with a decision. Well, I understand that.
It's just, it's a reality. Look, I don't like it either. I think there's a lot that we can be talking about politically that, you know, that this isn't great timing, because I think what it does is it just polarizes us even more. Right?
Unbelievably. Yes.
But at the same time, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. They took it up. And what I find really appalling is that we don't even know what their decision is going to be yet.
Apparently, according to the fact that
this leak has come out is extremely dangerous. You've got people now standing in front of justices' homes with, like, pitchforks. I mean, this is not helpful to the country. It's just pouring gasoline on it. The decision would have been the decision when it's released in June, and people could have reacted at that point as they are now. Now people are, you know, having their lives threatened and all of this stuff. I mean, it's not good.
Jennifer, if in fact some of this, the reaction to the leak, it was aimed at getting at least a vote or two.
Well, yeah, to change people's minds. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But that doesn't make it appropriate. And actually, the decision for Roe was leaked out. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly dangerous. And this, you know, you've heard other Supreme Court justices speak out and say, you know, we do preliminary votes all the time. We even write preliminary arguments all the time before we actually come to a final conclusion.
Yeah.
So, right. And so, you know, I guess maybe that was the intention of this person leaking it out. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it does the system
very well.
They
find who the leaker was? Now,
no, I think they believe that it could be an aide working for Sotomayor. That's like the leading person, but I don't know if we actually know.
All right, so let's couple number one with number two in terms of partisan politics. But I'm going to take this in a different way, ladies, if I may. The president has announced that there's a new replacement for Jen Psaki, who has been the press secretary since Joe Biden was elected. The lady's name is Karine Jean-Pierre, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. She has been the deputy press secretary. And so the story hasn't become that she's the next press secretary. The story is that she's black and that she's gay. And that's not the story, as far as I'm concerned. Needs not
for a lot
to be
of people,
story.
It is. She's
okay,
the first.
That's fine.
For both.
Yeah, right.
Openly
but why
gay and
she,
black.
She is the most qualified because she's been the assistant press secretary. That's
she has
the
an
lead
extensive
for me.
Background. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she's good at her job, and so under the circumstances, she's worked for Kamala Harris. I don't really care about any of that stuff. I care, and I don't have a choice in this because this is a. This is a an appointed position, but
you,
it just
you mean Joe didn't
tone.
Call you and say, "Hey, Dougie, what do you think?"
Yeah,
you,
no, but it's appalling that the headline, the first thing out of anybody's mouth when you look at the story, if you Google it, is not about her background, not about her good work, but the fact that she's gay and she's black. And
well, but
to
think
me,
about
I
this
find
too.
That appalling.
But right. Think about this. Once upon a time, somebody who could have been the most qualified person for a position would not get that position either because they were a woman or because
exactly.
They were a person of color or because of their sexuality.
That's wrong. That's wrong,
exactly.
Too.
Absolutely. And that's, but because this is the first, that's also a testament of how far we have come. Still not far enough in certain standards, but we've come far enough that there is a person that is first, and that is a big deal.
But it's not the only.
Because it's not a big deal to Doug, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal to a lot of people.
Look, first are always going to be first,
especially
right?
gay people and black women. Sure, yeah.
First are always going to be first, and so you just have to understand that that's how it's going to be. What I hope for this country's sake is that there is going to be a change in the press department because they're not changing the communications chair, and I think that's even more important than what John
Fauci was doing. How does that work, Jennifer? What are you talking about?
I think that there is a bad strategy, and I'm not saying this because I don't agree with Biden politically. I'm saying this as someone who is a public relations major who looks at like messaging for these candidates, and constantly, time and time again, Biden will come out and say something, the administration pulls it back. Or, you know, very famously, Jen Psaki was known as a circle back girl because she would never give those answers. Now, she got criticized for that and she made some changes, but there still felt like there was this bit of transparency. I think that Karine Jean-Pierre, I've seen her. She's only done a few press briefings, I think, when Jen Psaki had COVID, but she's filled in for her. I think she has the capability of really kind of taking
her. I think
she's
better than Psaki from what I've
seen.
Well,
I think
her,
that
frankly.
She's been more reserved.
How
when
have you
she's
seen her, though, Doug? You just said you didn't know anything about her.
I didn't know that she was – I knew she was black. I didn't know she was gay. That was my point. But
well, I mean, I've watched her get better than Psaki. That's what I was asking.
Well, I think she comes across already – she seems to come across. I think Psaki was a very negative influence on how the news was covered. Yeah, that's the way I looked at it.
Well, I mean, just in
did.
Watching her, I watched her fill in for Psaki, and I thought she was always a little more reserved, and that was because she was filling in for someone. But now that this is going to be her role, there's a real opportunity to make some changes and to get your messaging better, sharper, more consistent. And hopefully, and I think that's good for the whole country, because regardless of whether or not you agree with what's coming out of the administration, you want one solid message. And
right.
So hopefully this will be
really
an opportunity for kind of a new start in that direction.
Yeah. What is really going on is what people need to know and deserve to know. That's one of the questions. And, you know, there are a lot of great questions. I'd love to be in one of those things one day and ask questions. That'd be fun for all of us. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour. Trending items now this week. Questions that we've asked you and your responses on social media to some of the big issues of the week. Mother's Day. What are people saying about Mother's Day? Because this is Mother's Day weekend. I think that's an apt conversation to have, certainly acknowledging our moms, don't you think? Jay, what are people saying?
Yeah, it was really sweet seeing a lot of the tributes to mamas. Nicole Oswald says, my mom was the most wonderful mom anyone could wish for. Kind, understanding. She took care of seven of us like a champion.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, we lost her a few years ago and miss her every day and hope she's having a good time in heaven and ends it with love you, Mom.
Isn't that sweet?
That was really sweet.
Yeah. What else have you got there that's cute?
Yeah, Luella Bennett says, my mother made something out of practically nothing for 10 kids. The last three were triplet boys.
Yeah.
Mom taught us respect, hard work by example, fed us with the proverbial loaves and fishes sometimes. Times were hard growing up after my father lost his job in the coal mines when I was eight, the number six
child.
Sounds
like a song, doesn't it?
But
in the coal mines?
Mom was the glue that kept everyone together. Mm-hmm. And then Jan Rose says, she taught me to read when I was 3. The first book I read was Heidi. I was 5 when I read it a few years ago. My husband got it for me on Mother's Day as a Mother's Day gift on the 50th anniversary of her mom passing. That is beautiful.
Very nice. Okay, Roe v. Wade, you've had a number of comments. People certainly want to be heard and seen on this issue. So what do you have there?
It's definitely a passionate conversation. People are for it. People are against it. People say it doesn't matter if you're for or against it. It should be a state issue. Deb Keller says it's completely horrific. Who gets to make determinations on others? There is no free health care, child care, or maternity pay to say that all of this is about a baby. Donna Alou says, since the Supreme Court decision, technology has advanced considerably. Viability has increased at a much younger gestation. Plus, we have ultrasounds very clearly showing a developing baby. No babies of viable gestational age should be permitted to be aborted.
Yeah.
We also gave the option, because some people would prefer to remain anonymous, so we did give the option that you could just send us a direct message.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
this was one of the anonymous DMs. People make all the excuses in the world, but it doesn't matter because what it is ending a life. There's life and someone makes an excuse to end that child's life. Kids are amazing gifts from God, and even in the womb, they are still growing children. Sean Watson adds, it's long overdue. This country will never heal as long as mothers have the right to murder children. Mike.
It's going to heal the other way either. Unfortunately, there seems to be no middle ground. Go ahead.
I would love
me.
A definition of mother on that one, too, from that guy.
Anyway, Mike Zadras says, this should be another do-whatever-you-want issue. It's no one's expletive-deleted business but your own in a free country.
The sense that you get here from people is the same sense that this thing has been going on up and down and sideways. I've been doing this since 1974 on the air, and there is not one bit of any of this that's changed. One iota. It hasn't changed. All right, what else? You got one more quickie?
Yeah, Tim Lowe says it should be a state-level issue. If you want it in your state, then vote on it. If you don't want it, vote on it. The federal government should not be dictating this to all states. This is what living in a republic is all about.
That's an interesting point of view, isn't it? You take a lot of the states' rights. That's what Jennifer was pointing out earlier as well. So, yep, a lot of food for thought. Always have lots of interest in your input. Social media, Twitter, Instagram at DJV Show, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, kids. What's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry, including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
With Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The gorgeous ladies of the DJD program are here. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm actually kind of gorgeous myself, depending on the day. Doug Steffen is the name. This is the DJV program overview of what's happened this week in the News Talk Radio world, stories that we've talked about from the official charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th. From Talkers Magazine, find the lists at talkers.com or djvshow.com. We are at, looking around, I just was going back through a couple of the older topic lists, the story list from Talkers over the past month or two, trying to find one story that was nice. And, yeah.
Good luck, because nobody likes to talk about nice.
I know.
We're all a bunch of masochists. We're like, did you see that train crash overnight? Oh.
That was really the reason that I was happy that Jay asked the question about Mother's Day, and we threw that into our conversation.
Just give us something.
We need the fluffy stuff.
Good Lord. Anyway.
I mean, even the celebrity stuff has been terrible.
Oh,
Will Smith,
horrible.
Johnny Depp. I mean, all of the, even the celebrity stuff has not been
fun.
Right.
Right. No, it hasn't. All right. Well, let's go back to things that aren't fun. Number four on the people list, Madison Cawthorn. I don't get this, but then I don't get a lot of stuff that comes out of this pipeline.
I would love to know what this guy's deal is.
Yeah, I wish I could help you, but I just, I really, when I saw,
that's
like...
That's the best thing you've said for a long time. I wish I could help you.
When I saw, like, the whole thing about orgies and stuff, when it comes to Washington, D.C., I just, like, I tuned out.
No surprise, yeah.
And I know that a lot of, like, I know a lot of Republicans are, like, upset with him, and... There were pictures of him, like, dressed in drag, and then he said that he was dressed in drag because he was playing a game on a cruise ship. I mean, I just don't know.
But beyond that stuff, which he's admitted that he kind of, you know, with the whole drugs and all, I don't know, he's kind of a mess.
Fudging a little.
Like, yeah, right. But, like, how do you, like, why is he, this is the third time he got busted with a loaded weapon at an airport? Like, doesn't he know better at this point? Like, I don't know. I don't know what this guy's issue is, but I think he's got a lot of psychological problems.
There you go. Okay. The economy is number four this week. Mortgage rates are escalating quickly, reaching their highest point since the recession. That was in, 2010? This is not great news. Didn't do the stock market anyway. Well, the stock market was up and down. It was pretty good at the end of the week,
Jones
and then went
was,
down. Boom.
It plunged more than 1,000 points on Thursday, which
it had the best day in 3 years on Wednesday, and then the worst
day.
Yeah.
And then I guess as we do this show, which airs throughout the weekend, we're awaiting a jobs report, and the jobs report is not expected to be all that great. What I think it just shows you is we're in an unpredictable time. And so, you know, there are a lot of people who say – I think what was the last number? Like 35% of economists think we're headed towards a recession. Other people don't. Nobody wants to wish a recession on anybody. So it's like,
we got to get out of this war,
do?
Though, and $6,
well,
$7
and
diesel
to,
fuel and $5
gasoline. We have to stop
the
ridiculous conversation about even more spending. Look, the government's already spending like a drunken soldier drinks.
Well, it's not so much that, Jennifer, as the way the waste, I mean, with the report that came out this week about where the money went for the PPP program, the billions of dollars that you might as well have flushed down the toilet because it didn't benefit anybody, really.
There are a lot of people that took advantage of it.
Stories.
I feel like we kind of all knew that to some extent, though. I remember us talking about it here and how fast these loans were being rolled out.
They had to be because people were being put out of business. It's like there was no other option but to get the money out. And now people are getting investigated for it. But I think the conversation that's been going on about free college and refunding people's college tuition money to the tune of, like, what, $35 billion or something like that?
Well, now
there's
a focus on doing it for people who need to have that relief.
I mean,
versus
it should be need
everybody. If you're going to do it. Yeah. I agree with to a point. The average mortgage rate now is 5.27%. 2-3 months ago, it was 2 points less than that. It was right around 3%. That'll slow down the housing. It may slow down. The housing market is so crazy now, and there's so much.
The problem is that it screws renters even more. I'm a renter, and our rent went up like 9%, which is just, insane.
Going up. That stuff's going to go up. Yep.
And it's going to keep going up.
The prices are
going
to go up.
So then you can't get a mortgage. It's just people are stuck. And that's what's literally squeezing the middle class into non-existence. That's what will happen.
Elizabeth Warren is to the rescue. She's going to tax all those big, bad corporations. Imposing a minimum tax.
Yeah, remember we talked about the 19 American companies that pay the negative amounts of taxes?
For me, being a resident of Massachusetts, she's one of the senators from Massachusetts. It's like everything she says is like scratching the blackboard with fingernails.
It's not honest to have a conversation about taxing, a handful of billionaires. And she goes after them all the time, and we hear the public debate between her and Elon Musk. The idea is if you don't have a lot of money in your own household budget, you don't go out and spend more. And so until this government is ready to dump all of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that is happening within it, until it stops getting bigger by the second, we're going to never get rid of this problem. We pumped so much cash into the market, and some of it was needed because of COVID.
Yeah.
We've got to take a step back, and we have to run the country more like we run our own household or our own businesses.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that.
Where you can't overspend. And so it's great for these blowhards to go out there and say, we need to do this and that.
She's such a phony because she has been, and nobody knows how this has happened. She was a college professor, wasn't she before?
She was my friend's Harvard law professor.
Yeah, she's a law professor, right. So she got, you know, an average. She was paid about the same doing that as she is as a senator. But somehow or other, she's become worth, she's her worth, net worth has gone up to about four times what it was before she was a senator. I always ask those questions because I think...
Well, they all do that. They all have speaking engagements and books and all kinds of stuff and, and donations made, and they all do that.
Mitch McConnell says no
look at his wealth.
To student loan socialism. Let's get those guys.
Okay, so of all, so I was at Mar-a-Lago this week, and President Trump spoke to us for a half an hour-ish and watched this movie 2,000 Mules with us. There was only one person that he really spoke negatively about, and he talked about, I mean, he talked about Joe Biden and the country, but the person that he actually railed against was Mitch, Mitchy Baby. Even Mike Pence, he's like, Mike Pence was a good vice president to me. He was like actually very, like, low-key across the board, but when it came to Mitch McConnell, whoo, doggy.
So I see Mike Pence and, both Mike Pence and Kamala Harris were out on the road this week talking about Roe v. Wade in part, and the two of them couldn't have addressed, I mean, I guess you could predict it, but Pence really, for his personality, took a real shot at Kamala Harris. I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, I got a lot of other ground to cover here. Number five is the war. Now we find out as the week comes to an end that the U.S. helped to sink that Russian ship. Apparently there was intelligence provided to the Ukrainians. And so this, well, is this going to make the Russians angry?
Well, it is, and that's why the EU came out. The president of the EU said, you know, look, this is dangerous to be out here advertising that American intelligence helped sink that Russian warship.
Where'd that information come from?
It's been reported. It's in the Washington Post, the New York Times, NBC News.
But where'd they get
everywhere.
The information? Where'd they get it?
Anonymous U.S. officials have apparently leaked this.
So
and the problem, though, is that...
good Americans.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, a lot of Americans are happy to hear that we're the reason that Ukraine is having these injuries. The problem, though, is that the Pentagon is now saying, well, wait a second, you know, we're not going to confirm or deny, because Putin is going to take this as a direct threat and direct action from
the United States. I think
that
Biden should come out and say, yeah, we sank that ship, and you know what? We're going to sink another one if you don't get the heck out of there and stop the genocide. We're going to sink one every day until you stop the genocide. That's
well,
what
but
we
that's
need.
What everyone's backing up against the corner. Everyone's got their back up against the wall now with
they're
the threat of nuclear war.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
so George,
I mean, who wants a nuclear war? Nobody wants that.
Of course not. Nobody wins. So former President Bush, George W. Bush, was with the Ukrainian president apparently this week. He said, among
Zoom,
other things,
but
We and Winston, he's the Winston Churchill of our time. I don't know if that's true, but
it's a bit
under
soon
the circumstances,
to
exactly.
That, but, you know.
He said, quote, President Zelensky assured me they will not waver in their fight against Putin's barbarism and thuggery. Okay, I mean, it's a typical George Bush. Nice that he had the call, but what comes out of it is nothing. That's
well, it's a show of support.
Yeah, right. Bill Richardson, who was former U.N. ambassador, he was a senator, congressman, he's governor of New Mexico. He's working on trying to get Brittany Griner, that's how we pronounce her.
Griner,
I always ask you that, from the Russian prison.
They're classifying her as a political prisoner now.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Right. And so what's he trying to do? Is he... He's working
well,
back
Well, he helped
channels?
Negotiate the, he helped negotiate the Trevor Reed's release. And so now that the government has, like Jen said, has officially said that this was wrongful detention, it kind of gives him a little more leeway to go in and, I guess, try to negotiate some terms to get her released.
Yep. Okay, number six this week on the countdown is COVID. Interesting. This is the lowest this has been since, what, March of 2020, right? And the story this week, as we end the week, is that the feds are after Johnson & Johnson. There's something that's not new. In this case, they're after them because of the vaccine and what it may lead to, i.e. blood clots. This is something that is not a problem. I know that there have been clots Has there been any other problem with either Pfizer or Moderna when it comes to this?
No,
is J&J the only?
No, the J&J warning from the FDA now is that unless you absolutely cannot, for whatever medical reason, get the other two, yeah, then Johnson & Johnson is a last resort. But they're concerned about the blood clotting, and there's a bleeding syndrome called TTS. Yeah. So, but it happens, though, within 1 to 2 weeks of you getting the vaccine. So if you had Johnson & Johnson and you're fine, don't sweat this news because you're fine.
Yeah. You're
like, if you've gotten
fine.
It more than 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. Dr. Keelan says you're fine.
Number 7 on both lists, Elon Musk. What can be said for him? He's a very interesting American character. There are so many different threads to this story, including his relationship with Amber Heard.
Is he an American citizen?
He was born in Canada. I don't know.
South Africa, I thought.
Oh, no, that's right. He was born in South Africa. He lived in Canada, then he moved to the United States. And he's only, 49? How old is this guy?
He's 50. Like that, I guess, right?
50-something, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be 51
The reason he's getting put on the list not only is because of, obviously, the Twitter purchase, and I guess the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is looking over the deal with Twitter, and they want to do an antitrust review. So the government now stepping in to try to, I don't know if they're going to make it harder for him to get into Twitter, set up hurdles, or what this is all about.
He hasn't made a lot of friends because he's a big, powerful guy who says basically up yours to the government, and they don't like that. Number 8, I don't know. Crime and violence is over and over. It's the same story every week, more and more. What are we doing to ourselves is the question.
One thing I would say, I've seen so many stories just in the local news here in New Jersey of cars being stolen, like, out of parking lots.
Yeah.
And in every case, either someone left their keys in the car or they left the car running. Like, don't do that. People are stealing cars. Don't leave your car running. It's pretty simple.
Well, the other thing that's ancillary to that, one of the biggest theft rings in the world is going around. Now they're starting with car dealerships and stealing the catalytic converters.
Oh,
yeah,
they steal them out of people's front yards.
Oh, yeah. Parking lots, garages, you name it, they're there. It's a huge problem. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with a story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th here. At your service, number 10 on the story list is the Dave Chappelle incident. Wow. Think about the ramifications of that in light of what happened at the Oscars. Number 9, race and immigration together. At number 8, crime and violence together. At number 7, Elon Musk and Twitter together. At number 6, COVID-19 and new ideas about shots together. Russia and Ukraine together for number 5. The economy and interest rates, number 4 together. Number 3, January 6th and Donald Trump together. Number 2, partisan politics and the elections coming up together. And Roe v. Wade together. That's the number 1 story this week in conversation, how it affects you and the nation and the election. That's it from the headquarters of Talkers at Talkers.com. Our comments on the charts this week from Talkers. Doug Stephan with the ladies from the DJV show at 10 before the hour.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. People List from Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the numbers and the names. At number 10, Dave Chappelle. Pretty much everybody knows that story at this point. Number 9, Elon Musk and what's going on with him in Twitter. I think most everybody knows that at this point. Number 8, Janet Yellen, talking about the situation, the economy, and her job in the federal government. 8. Number 7 is Kevin McCarthy. He's a political hack for the Republicans. Number 6, Samuel Alito, a hack on the Supreme Court. Number 5, Dr. Oz. Number 4 is this guy, Madison Cawthorn. An interesting, I put that in quotation marks, character. J.D. Vance is at number 3 on the People List, Talkers. Number 2, what did Trump used to be called? The Donald, that's it, right. Never hear him referred to that way anymore. Donald Trump's number 2, and the president in resident, that's our Joe. Joe Biden is number 1 on the People List, thanks to the research done at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. Time for the countdown of the top 5 items from the world of technology that we go over every week on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is in charge of that research and reporting on these items. We count them down from number 5 to number 1. The Intel CEO, the story of the chip shortage. What's the update? That's number 5 this week, Victoria.
Well, 6 months ago, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said that he predicted the global chip shortage would last until 2023. Now he's kind of pushing that date back to 2024. He said, we believe that the overall semiconductor shortage will now drift into 2024 from our earlier estimates because the shortages have now hit equipment and some of those factory ramps will be more challenged. So he said that the global, actually Intel itself as a business is actually doing really well and the chips that they make have not really slowed down as much as the rest of what we call the chip shortage, you know, has been happening. And so he said that, you know, CPUs, GPUs, game consoles, some of those were really the highest profile items that were hit by the shortages. And so he said that, that the supply and demand are sort of already flattening out there, which is good news. But networking chip vendors are still in the middle of a significant shortage, and he said that Ethernet connections are particularly difficult, and he said that slowed down a lot of PC shipments. And so that's where he thinks that they're going to still have an issue maybe until 2024.
Number four, the crypto enforcement that is now coming to the surface. You got crypto, listen to this.
Yeah, so the SEC announced this week that they're going to double their cryptocurrency enforcement division, which is now called just Cyber Unit. They've added another 20 positions, and the total of staff will go to 50 people now, increasing their ability to prosecute securities law violations related to crypto products. Now, the reason that this is important is because with more and more crypto being out on the market, the scams that are happening are almost at a record level. And the ones that they're investigating right now are called rug pulls. So operators of a project, they get investments, they promise big returns, and then they just disappear with the money. And so this happened recently with on two different groups. There was a crypto token that was named after Squid Game, the Netflix show. There's a collection of 3D avatars. All of this stuff ended up just being fraudulent. So the SEC feels that with NFTs and all kinds of lending platforms and decentralized finance, which is called DeFi services, they think that this is something that they need to ramp up for security.
All right. Number three, the Google privacy settings this week.
Google is letting you request personal info to be removed from Google search results. Now, over the years, it's become increasingly challenging to keep personal information away from the web, as we all know. But Google's updated policies now allow you to take more control of your online presence in the search. So Google says users can now request personal information like your phone number, email address, and home address to be removed from the search results. The policy expansion also enables people under the age of 18 or their parent or guardian to also request removal of their images from Google search results, which is a big thing, too, for people who have kids. Now, you have been able to do this in the past, but now with cases of doxing where personal info and addresses are shared publicly with malicious intent, Google is trying to help mitigate a lot of what's happening with doxing. So take control. You know, it's probably a process, but, you know, see what your search results are. If you don't like what pops up, then definitely contact Google and make the request to have stuff removed.
Number two on our countdown of the top five, AT&T is trying what?
AT&T, in a shady way, is trying to push people to their newer cell phone plans, and they're raising the price on some of the older plans. The unlimited and the mobile share plans are going to go up between $6 and $12 a month. And however, this is where they're being shady. They're not actually publishing which plans are being affected by this. They're relying on people to receive a message from AT&T and to actually act upon that. Don't waste your time. If you have AT&T for your cell phone, just call them up and find out what your plan is and what the new plans are. The new plans are supposedly cheaper, but don't get stuck with an old plan and paying more money when you could actually get more perks from a newer one.
Number one this week.
So this is back in the news. After several extensions, the time has finally come. The Real ID deadline is officially a year from now, May of 2023. Originally, air travelers were going to need to have a Real ID by October 1st of 2020 in order to get onto a domestic flight. Now, because of COVID and all kinds of other stuff, they've moved it to 2023. Make sure in your state that you find out what the requirements are because you will not be able to fly domestically without a Real ID. So just get onto the website of your state and figure out what the requirements are and get on it.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Chief Justice John Roberts speaking out forcefully. We have more from Greg Clugston.
After the leaked document was published, Roberts ordered an investigation into what he called an egregious breach of trust. Later, he told a conference of lawyers and judges that a leak of this stature is absolutely appalling. The Chief Justice praised the Supreme Court workforce, saying one bad apple may be responsible for the leak. And Roberts insisted that if the person behind it thinks that it will affect our work, that's just foolish. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the Senate now slated to vote Wednesday on, quote, protecting abortion.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he agrees with Justice Alito's leaked draft decision that Roe created a constitutional right that didn't exist, and tells Fox News Sunday,
finally, elected officials have a say about life and the conditions of an abortion. I think that's the way it should be.
He says Democrats don't have the votes they need. Senator Amy Klobuchar tells This Week with George Stephanopoulos, her party has a plan.
If we are not successful, then we go to the ballot box. We march straight to the ballot box. And the women of this country and the men who stand with them will vote like they've never voted before.
The House passed legislation in September protecting abortion rights. I'm Julie Walker.
Also, arson investigators now looking into a blaze in the headquarters of a major pro-life group in Madison, Wisconsin. No injuries in the Sunday morning blaze where someone had earlier spray-painted graffiti. More than 170 people evacuated from the city of Mariupol after weeks of shelling as Russian attempts to take over that port city. United Nations and the Red Cross have been coordinating the evacuations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Well, the man accused of shooting up a New York City subway train last month, indicted by a federal grand jury.
The panel charged 62-year-old Frank James with committing a terrorist attack and other crimes. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Authorities say on April 12th, James set off a smoke device on a Brooklyn train, then opened fire, injuring nearly 24, 10 of them by gunshots. He was arrested the next day. A motive is unclear, but in numerous online postings, James, who is black, made bigoted remarks about people of various backgrounds and rallied against New York City's mayor, also complaining about mental health care he received in the city years ago. Julie Walker, New York.
Average price of gasoline jumping 15 cents over the last 2 weeks. Now $4.38 a gallon. That's $1.36 higher than 1 year ago. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Maine's Secretary of State closer now to removing some rather salty language from state-issued license plates.
Draft rules would eliminate references to sex acts and profanities. The vulgarities proliferated after the state all but eliminated its review of language on so-called vanity license plates in 2015. A public hearing is scheduled later this month. It's unclear how many plates could be removed. State officials previously estimated hundreds. John Scott reporting.
A new Taliban decree that demands women cover up from head to toe in public, showing at most just their eyes, leaving many Afghans very angry. Sunday, a day after the edict was issued, many women were seen in the capital of Kabul wearing their customary conservative attire of headscarves and long coats, with their faces widely showing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Redding is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Redding to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets. Wilderness.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's dispel the myths and get to the facts. The facts are that this has been a busy week in the News Talk Radio world, and here to bring us up to date on what the conversations are, some of the meat, the potatoes, some of the ice cream, the cake. Maybe there's some a little chocolate in here, too, as well, Michael.
I've been late doing this report.
Yes, right. Exactly. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. Not to trivialize the stories or the people. Sometimes we want to have a little bit of fun because this stuff, you look at the list, and there's not much nice or fun.
Have you noticed?
Yes,
I'm sitting here fighting off depression as we prepare for the broadcast, looking over the materials at hand. You know, you talk about dispelling the myths. It'll be mythy and pithy. The problem is it's very depressing. This is a lousy week in terms of stories. A lot of stuff going on. Okay, so let's jump in.
Let's jump into it. That's a good idea, right. Please.
At number 10, we have the Dave Chappelle incident. At number 9, we have
That's weird in and of itself, isn't it?
It's very depressing. I mean, first of all, it's dangerous to be a comedian. And that's on a whole variety of fronts. Not to mention, if a person now can be attacked while standing on stage performing at a serious, venue. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about some bar room in the
Hollywood Bowl.
We're talking about a Hollywood Bowl. We were talking the other recently, about the Academy Awards. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
At number 9, we have a tie between mainstay topics that are sort of pushed down to the bottom, but still talked about: race relations, immigration, and climate change. The fires in New Mexico are fueling a lot of that discussion.
Yep.
Crime and violence at number 8. Number 7, we have Elon Musk and Twitter, and that's tied with social media in general, is always in our top 10. COVID-19 is at a very unstable number 6. At number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which obviously is bending and being changed by the Russia-Ukraine war. The economy is at 4, and that's not great. At number 3, the January 6th committee grinds on, and that's tied with Donald Trump.
It is a grind, too, isn't it? Just a grind.
Oh, it's grinding on. Just grinding on. And very likely we'll just continue to grind on until the elections, and then the Democrats will lose control of it, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and the GOP, that's also part of number 3, and J.D. Vance had a victory in Ohio in a Senate primary, which is sort of a bit of a victory for Donald Trump in terms of his role as kingmaker.
Yeah, endorsing me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At number 2, partisan politics and the 2022 and 2024 elections. That's number 2. And number 1, we didn't even know this story was going to be on the chart last week. Mm-hmm. And here it is at number 1, and that is Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go over the people? At number 10,
please.
Dave Chappelle. Number 9, Elon Musk. Janet Yellen at 8. Kevin McCarthy at 7. Samuel Alito and John Roberts at 6. Dr. Mehmet Oz at 5. Madison Cawthorn at 4. J.D. Vance at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And Joe Biden at number 1. And there you have it.
The Piece of Work Award this week goes to Madison Cawthorn. Don't you think?
I find myself, and I'm going to admit this, when I see his name, I just sort of close down and
don't pay any attention.
He's like on a certain list of goofballs.
Marjorie Taylor Greene be another one on that list?
She sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
on a certain level, so was AOC. It's not political as it is how you handle yourself and how loud.
Well, for
you
me,
are.
It's people like. It's our senator. You live in Massachusetts. I live in Massachusetts. When you look at anything that she says, I just discount it. It's just like
I'm angry.
Blank.
I'm angry. We're gonna fight. We're gonna fight.
Just noise. She's all noise.
Yes.
And Mitch McConnell's the same way. He's an old fossil. You know, the two of them are back and forth because the economy's number 4 this week, and because of the suggestions. I suppose this could go into the political. Partisan politics number 2 discussion as well. The business about whether or not to pay back student loans, whether we tax those bad guys that run those corporations, get them. Meanwhile, her net worth is 4 times what it was when she became a senator. Of course, that's just a.
It just happens. Ran into a little bit of money.
Right, exactly. Yep, okay. So anyhow, they say, well, she was writing books and speaking. Well, she wouldn't have had the notoriety had she not been elected. I suppose maybe that's a way of looking. It's just all kinds of this stuff, and then people are trying to take a shot at Elon Musk, who basically is one of the best stories of what the American dream is all about. A great American. He's not even American.
He annoys
me.
I find him to be an excessive example of the American dream.
Then
it
what
shows
way?
You diminishing returns on all sides. The fact that an individual could rise up through business and make a lot of money, I think that's great.
Yeah.
But when you take it past a certain point, and an individual can buy control over the major venues of communication because he has money, then we have to hope he's a benevolent dictator. And
is he?
I don't know what the hell he is. He's still his book has yet to be written. All I know is I don't like power concentrated in any one individual, and I don't like power concentrated in any one group.
What's the George Orwell line? Power is corrupting, and power corrupts people. Well, there's a line from a George Orwell book that's similar to that. No, it's ultimate power.
Well, there's a lot of lines in Orwell that fit into a lot of the things we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's for sure. But News Talk Radio is about what the issues are of the day and of the week. You can find, by the way, these appear every week as they are floated at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. The whole business about government money and where it goes, I saw something this week, the Stanford University School of Environmentalism got $1 billion to create a sustainability school. Is that the appropriate way for us to spend our money? I guess depends on whether you... I think we all know that the climate is in... I don't know if jeopardy is the right word, but there's a question about it. Is it all man-made, the problem, or is part of it what would be going on anyway? That's kind of like a Roe v. Wade discussion. So let's go back to that for a second, Michael, with your thoughts on how Roe v. Wade will affect the election coming up this fall, because that seems to be on, you know, as the worm squirms, there are a couple of different angles to this. One of them for me is the fact that it's being brought up now when there's so much else going on. How much more hoopla can we stand and take, and why is it necessary to bring this up now? They could have put it off if, you know, they had wanted to. And then the whole business about the latest, the three people Trump appointed all were asked questions definitively about Roe v. Wade, and they all pretty much said it was, decided legislation or something along that line.
Well, some said it was decided back in the early 70s when it became the law of the land. Others say they will obey the law.
Right.
They will follow the law.
They didn't.
Of course,
they haven't.
In many cases, the judiciary in America thinks it's the legislature, that it not only interprets the law, but it creates the law. And, mm-hmm. and this is where we're running into problems in terms of the separation of the seats of government, of the different divisions of government, checks and balances. It's very messy out there right now. If you look at history, though, it's always been messy. We're experiencing just this brand of American democratic messiness. So we shouldn't get too depressed over it, because it's not like this is the first time we've had these arguments. The abortion issue, though, is mind-boggling, because it ultimately comes down to philosophy and theology and uncertainty, and that is, when is a fetus officially
when is
a
it
human
life?
Being?
Yeah.
And what is the role of government in protecting life versus our being protected from the government infringing on our privacy?
Mm-hmm.
And these two concepts are at odds with each other, and there isn't really a clearly defined demarcation between the two. This is the issue.
It's strategically very difficult in terms of the human impact this has, but so many people get involved in this had nothing to do with the human side. Has to do with the political side.
Oh, totally.
There are people.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Women.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so many of the people who are vehement about this issue had completely different points of view at different times in their life based on their political interests.
Yep, that's right. All right, we're going to talk about COVID. And the situation, what's the scoop with Joe Biden, connection to COVID, about his present status? Is it because he hasn't delivered on COVID or because he hasn't delivered on the Russia war? Well, let's talk about that as we continue. Lots of issues to discuss this week. Help yourself to comments, too, on our Facebook page at djvshow.com or Instagram and Twitter as well. Here's something that came to light this week in terms of what you are doing. There's this new drug that people are talking about that's supposed to help you lose 20 pounds in 20 days or something. That comes up. Buy stock in Eli Lilly. I'm not here to... That's not my message, but that's what you're going to find in the next few months. You're going to be the talk of the town, is this drug that helps you lose weight. And then at the end of that, though, unless you keep buying the drug, you're not going to be able to keep it off. That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the right way, the natural way, the honest way to keep weight off after you lose it, no matter how you've lost it. Exercise, dieting, whatever it is, pills, Calitrin, at the end of the day, is the way to save yourself. And there's a new powder. They have a capsule, they have a liquid, and they have a powder. Check it all out. See how it works. Find out the success stories. All natural Calitrin. All the info is at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. people say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th here. At your service, number 10 on the story list is the Dave Chappelle incident. Wow. Think about the ramifications of that in light of what happened at the Oscars. Number 9, race and immigration together. At number 8, crime and violence together. At number 7, Elon Musk and Twitter together. At number 6, COVID-19 and new ideas about shots together. Russia and Ukraine together for number 5. The economy and interest rates, number 4 together. Number 3, January 6th and Donald Trump together. Number 2, partisan politics and the elections coming up together. And Roe v. Wade together. That's the number 1 story this week in conversation, how it affects you and the nation and the election. That's it from the headquarters of Talkers.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, deals on Mother's Day gifts. Moms are the best and deserve the best, which is why I went to Kohl's and got Nike tees for under $30, jewelry for just $19.99, and slippers for under $17. Leave it to you to find all the savings. What can I say? Like mother, like daughter. Did I mention you can get an extra 15% off or even more with a Kohl's card? Your mom would be so proud. Select styles, Nike Phalanx, May 8th, coupons do not apply, 15% off, May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking. Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's get into the discussion again with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here every week at this time. This program plays all across the weekend on hundreds of radio stations. The idea is for you, and you can get a podcast of it, too, by the way. Notice the listenership to the podcast is going up. It's at talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can find the reference to it also at djvshow.com or at dougsteffen.com. And so here we are with these issues. We're grinding out our thoughts about it. And it is almost some of this stuff has become a grind. Certainly COVID now I don't think it's been as low as six since back in March of 2020, has it?
Right. Well, no, it hasn't. But it doesn't mean it's not important. And it doesn't mean it's a big six. It's not. Yeah, we want to lose interest in it. There's this mass denial going on. And it's really funny when you're in a room full of people and no one's wearing a mask and people are like out socializing and all that. I don't use the word infectious or contagious, but it is. You believe it's safe. And at this point, the information that we get from authorities, experts, is so muddy that everybody is out for themselves in terms of what to do about vaccines, boosters, masks, what attitude to have about this, and how dangerous are these new variants that are being uncovered in South Africa and might follow the same path as Omicron and all those. It's very depressing.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. That's what I said. When I was looking for something nice and fun to talk about, no matter what, that's what I try to do on the daily DJV program.
Well,
and find stuff
luck.
That's yeah right
yeah
right dang
yeah hey start your day with a smile and you'll be happier and healthier.
Dave Chappelle is number 10 on the people list and number 10 on the story list. The Hollywood Bowl. You've been to the Hollywood Bowl, right?
Yeah,
you've
I
been
have.
In there? Yeah. Okay, so you can visualize.
I scored 300 there. Oh, no, wait a second. It was a different Hollywood Bowl. No, I think I saw the Hollywood Bowl one time.
Yeah.
One time in my life, I was pulled into seeing a Barry Manilow concert.
Oh, good for you. I love Barry Manilow.
Okay.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, you're talking to the right guy. I think Barry Manilow is fabulous. People all tease me. The girls on the DJV show tease the heck out of me when I sing along with a Barry Manilow song. Anyway.
It's okay. We understand.
So, he didn't get attacked on stage. It's not likely he would. Who's the guy? What do we know about this guy? He's been charged, with three or four
23 years old. 23 years old. I think his name is Isaiah Lee.
Yeah.
He had some kind of a weird fake gun.
Yeah.
He is not going to be prosecuted by the Los Angeles District Attorney. Because they don't believe
that guy doesn't even prosecute anybody. He's useless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the DAs all around the country are all wimps, and that's one of the problems in terms of crime in America. But he is being held, and he's being charged with misdemeanors and all kinds of stuff. So it stinks. Interestingly,
yeah.
Jamie Foxx and Chris Rock were part of a Netflix show that was being done, and they calmed the audience down.
Yes. Yeah. Chris Rock said, "Is that Will Smith?"
Yeah.
Take a laugh. Yeah, there's something like that. He's very good at that. I mean, Chris Rock is very, very, very good at that sort of thing. It's too bad. It didn't hurt him. Remember when he came to Boston a couple of weeks ago right after the Academy Awards and people were paying $8,000 just to have a chance to go in? He didn't ever say anything in his performance, but people were paying $8,000 from scalpers out in the street to get in to see Chris Rock. God love the guy. But anyway, it's another reflection of the wackadoodle world that we live in and part of the things that we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 28 after the...
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
When you think of May, think Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako offers a variety of services including collision repair, a full new paint job, and they can touch up scrapes and scratches. So when you think of May, think Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Make an appointment today for a free estimate. They also offer a military discount. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
But there are consequences for not doing what is right, like the law of gravity. God has established the law of rightness or righteousness. Right education, right thinking, right actions produces that which makes all things well regardless of any circumstance. Working hard and giving our best to God at all times leads to happiness. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Coast to coast.
About 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's not really a show because you can't see it, but it's the Talk Radio
what?
Countdown program.
What?
What?
You can't see it? This is the theater of the mind. Of course you can see it.
That's
my
what it
goodness,
is.
Doug.
Uh-huh.
This is okay, the show. This is the greatest show on earth. Radio.
As an aside, you should come visit my farm this summer. We actually booked a circus to come to the farm.
Are you
later
serious?
In August. Yes, right. So you can come, maybe bring your lovely wife Bernadette and enjoy the circus.
I have a circus act that I've been doing for years.
Juggling?
I'm a fat lady.
You're a fat lady?
I'm the fat lady, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to some of these other universal items. Oh, actually, I wanted to mention, speaking of who's who and what's what, the annual Talkers Countdown, I'm sorry, Talkers Convention. the weekly Talkers Countdown. It's the annual Talkers Convention taking place in New York City in June at Hofstra University. It's a great venue. We'll do the program from there that Friday morning. So anybody who is anybody in the world of news talk radio and talk in general are going to be in attendance, I would assume. Yes, that's usually the way it is.
More so than ever. This is
really
a heck of a gal. Oh, take a look at Talkers. You'll see the lineup so far. It's amazing. And you're going to broadcast from there, huh? It's going to be great.
I am. Well, if I'm invited to do that.
A wonderful facility to broadcast from. You're going to get spoiled. You're going to want to be there all the time.
We did it the last time. When was the last time we were there? We were there last year.
Last year.
We?
Last year, yeah.
And we were there a number of years before that. Yeah, the studios are great.
2015.
Met a lot of young students. Now. This is a school of broadcasting. Hofstra is where you went to school.
Yep.
And so it's not a tricky place to be taken care of. It's very good, and it's a good... I don't know, I just enjoy it. I love going into, you know what it is with me? I'm used to working in a studio in my home, and I have been doing it that way. I may have been probably the first guy, frankly, without crowing about it, that did radio this way back in the early 90s. And so now when I go into a studio, and I was working at KABC, I loved going in there because it was a real radio station. It's like, you know, the feeling of it. And going into those studios they have at Hofstra, that's going into a real radio studio, real radio station. And there's something about those of us who have their grassroots coming up in this business. We love going into real studios. That sounds silly.
However, no, it doesn't sound silly at all. However, a little inside baseball here.
Yes.
It ain't the same as it was in the old days, and I don't like saying that, but there was something about the old-fashioned radio stations with turntables, cart machines, you know, the clatter of the teletype machines coming from a newsroom where there are a bunch of news people. You know, there was a smell, the smell of the felt and the ink. That doesn't exist anymore. Radio stations today are like computer centers. Everything is computerized.
Yeah,
So you can run a radio station on a keyboard as opposed to with all those knobs and dials and faders.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I got three screens here in the studio and a microphone. That's pretty much it. There's no knob. I have a control board that has little knobs and sliders and stuff. But it's not like sitting in front of that big board and it was not fun.
But they all still work. But there was something about the big, and every radio station had a slightly different board. So when you got a job at a new radio station, and in many cases you had to run your own board, that's called comboing, where you were both your own board operator and the talent.
Yeah.
It was like driving a car for the first time. You know, you ever rent a car and you don't know where the key is, and there's no key and it's a button, and you don't know how to turn on the windshield wiper when it starts raining.
There's a certain amount of inside baseball for this for folks who are listening. I'm just thinking about other stations that I worked in. I can remember being at WCAU in Philadelphia, and I had no jurisdiction. The union guys, the techs, had what we called final jurisdiction, which meant that whatever was on the air wasn't up to you. It was up to them. And you must have worked in places like that.
I worked in every situation in radio. I've been in radio long enough to. I've worked with union workers. I've worked combo. I've had board operators. I've worked at the biggest radio stations with the finest equipment, and I broadcast from junk holes.
Me too.
I mean, I've done it all.
Both doing the same thing. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So anyway, back to the Talkers Convention, and who's going to be there. A lot of bluster and muster, and it'll be the usual. It's an egocentric. The energy in the room.
Well, I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean,
I know you don't, but I see it as productive.
I see it as productive.
Not productive. It's just funny. It's amusing. I think somebody might say that about me. Well, what are you talking about? You think so? I'm just saying this is a collective of energy of egos.
Well, it's an industry of colorful people.
Yeah.
Colorful characters go into these industries that are half business, half art, half technical, half spontaneous, a lot of ego, comedy, tragedy. I mean, it's an amazing field. And it has a certain culture to it that, you know, having spent much of my life as part of it, you know, I see it changing, I see it fading, but I still see it has life in it. And this convention is sort of one of the things that keeps the tradition of radio alive at the center of the hub of a bigger wheel of multi-platform media. I mean, there is no such thing anymore as radio, as newspapers, as movies, as television. It's all blending together into something that has yet to fully coalesce. And we cling to these 20th century notions that, you know, you work at a newspaper or you read the paper, or you're watching a TV show, or you go to the movies. But it's all different, and it's getting increasingly different.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, let's go back to Joe Biden, who's our president. He's number one on the people list, as usual. There are people who continue. They make a career out of taking the pulse of the people when it comes to presidents. How do you like that for alliteration? And there are those who continue to look at Biden's approval ratings, mostly the people that don't like him. And he's down and up and this, that, and the other thing. What's the problem? Why is he going down? Is it COVID? Is it the situation with Russia? Is it just general malaise? Because every time he opens his mouth, somebody comes up behind him with a broom to clean up what he said. So there are a lot of different examples. And I wonder if we don't go overboard with this, trying to every day measure the effectiveness of somebody like the president. It isn't just Biden. It's all these guys now who are there measuring their effectiveness. We have lost trust, supposedly, in Biden. I saw that as a headline. Huh? What? You trusted Trump? you trusted Bush? You know, what? Come on.
Every president makes the previous president seem good.
Yeah. That's what we said.
Every president creates nostalgia for the guy we got rid of or suffered with.
Bush is a bum. Yeah, now
Bush
he's the
is bad.
Student. Yeah.
I remember seeing an off-Broadway play called Bush is Bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was George W. Bush.
Well, he was bad, but but who was...
He was horrible. I mean, look, Trump won the nomination in 2016 by going against Bush. He did he did something that was considered sacrilegious. He turned on his own party. The Bushes were sanctified.
Well, the party isn't that party anymore. That's not the same party.
Well, parties don't say the parties change.
Yeah.
You know, it's fascinating to look at the concept of a political party in America. It's a very loosely connected set of people and values. There's no such thing as a political party, you know, being unchanging. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say, I didn't leave the party. The party left me.
Yep. But I'd say.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a Republican most of my life. I'm not now. There's nothing about what the mainstay of the Republican Party, there's nothing there for me, anyway. And I find that it's kind of sad. Actually, when you get right down to brass tacks, I think that it's too bad. Because I always enjoyed, as you know, when I was first starting out, I remember being on the air in Cincinnati, WCKY, doing afternoons there, and the first day I was on the air, I got a call, because I went on the air, and I said I was in Boston, and here we are, blah, blah, blah. First call is, you stupid East Coast liberal bastard, get on the next plane and go back to Boston. And I said, but sir, I'm a Republican. No, you're not. You know, that kind of stuff. So
Was that your first taste of regional bias?
I had gotten it in St. Louis at KMOX, kind of the same reception So, you know, it is what it is. People, and I find more of that today. You know, you get responses from the stations. We're being heard on 345 stations around the country this weekend, and you can be sure that what either or both of us say doesn't settle well with some people who are listening.
Well, I didn't say something as inflammatory as, I used to be a Republican, but there's nothing there for me now.
No, you didn't.
I wouldn't say
I'll
that.
I'll take credit for that.
Yeah. You know, when sometimes people blame me for what you say, and I have to fight them off. No, that was Doug.
Anyway, it's my fault. Send your email to me.
What you say is, you go, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. And they think you're Michael Harrison when you say that.
Well, listen, I'm no Michael Harrison, you can be sure of that. All right, coming up next is an overview of the what's Michael talking about on the MH interview this week. We'll get to that in a matter of moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People List from Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the numbers and the names. At number 10, Dave Chappelle. Pretty much everybody knows that story at this point. Number 9, Elon Musk, and what's going on with him in Twitter. I think most everybody knows that at this point. Number 8, Janet Yellen, talking about the situation, the economy, and her job in the federal government. 8. And number 7 is Kevin McCarthy. He's a political hack for the Republicans. Number 6, Samuel Alito, a hack on the Supreme Court. Number 5, Dr. Oz. Number 4 is this guy, Madison Cawthorn. An interesting, I put that in quotation marks, character. J.D. Vance is at number 3 on the People List, Talkers. Number 2, what did Trump used to be called? The Donald, that's it, right. Never hear him referred to that way anymore. Donald Trump's number 2, and the president in resident, that's our Joe. Joe Biden is number 1 on the People List, thanks to the research done at Talkers Magazine.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to Balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@Balance7.com. That's support@Balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th here at your service. Number 10 on the story list is the Dave Chappelle incident. Wow. Think about the ramifications of that in light of what happened at the Oscars. Number 9, race and immigration together. At number 8, crime and violence together. At number 7, Elon Musk and Twitter together. At number 6, COVID-19 and new ideas about shots together. Russia and Ukraine together for number 5. The economy and interest rates, number 4 together. Number 3, January 6th and Donald Trump together. Number 2, partisan politics and the elections coming up together. And Roe v. Wade together. That's the number 1 story this week in conversation, how it affects you and the nation, the election. That's it from the headquarters of Talkers at Talkers.com. All right, reaching new heights in terms of interviews. Michael Harrison does an interview every week. It's sort of a complimentary thing to what's being discussed on the Countdown and in Talkers. So this week, who's the star?
Greg Stebbin, who is a fellow who used to be Men's Health magazine editor and their radio spokesman. He's a great interviewee. He went to Ukraine on his own, and he is, for the sake of keeping that story alive in the media, and he's doing interviews on radio, and I talked to him about his process of doing that, as well as what he has seen in Poland and Ukraine. Greg Stebbin, it's a very interesting insight.
Were you troubled? Your reaction troubled?
My reaction to everything about the Ukraine war is troubling to me.
Yeah.
I think it's a horrible thing.
Is he safe over there?
Relatively so, because he's on the west side of the country,
Ukraine,
which is
yeah.
far safer than the east side.
Yeah,
but then
right.
again, is anybody safe anywhere in the world?
That's it. Great question. Ask Dave Chappelle about that.
There you go.
Much
you
anything else. He'd be a good interview for the Michael Harrison interview. All right, check it all out at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Greg Stebbin with Michael Harrison, who's with me as well here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan. My water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
We
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with our legal advisor, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University in Boston, also the founder of Scamicide.com. I often find our conversations, which are mostly aimed at getting legal points of view on the stories of the week. I guess I can't escape the Roe v. Wade discussion, although I think it's a little specious at this point. Is there a chance, the question that I think is most important, Steve, number one story, by the way, this week on the Talkers countdown list, is there a chance the vote changes? Is this a floater, if you will, and does that lead to people getting worried about whatever decisions they may have thought they ought to make?
Well, you know, it is interesting because I think it's probably pretty apparent that the reason that it was leaked by whomever leaked it was to put political pressure on the court. And the court does respond to political pressure. I mean, it has done so.
Even though it's not supposed to.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And of all the institutions, I would say it generally does a pretty good job of it, of resisting. But it's still, it is a political institution. So I don't think it will change. However, it is entirely possible that the decision could be somewhat narrowed and not be a total overhaul of Roe v. Wade. I'll tell you another thing that's interesting about this is, you know, with all of the concern about the leak of the document, and you know, we've seen leaks before, like the WikiLeaks leak with Chelsea Manning and others, but there were thousands of people who had access to that kind of classified information. But in the Supreme Court, it's a narrow group. As a lawyer, to me, what kind of gives me a bit of a chuckle is that this person may not have broken any laws, maybe unethical, and certainly was unethical, but the document itself, the draft, is not classified, and so there probably wasn't any law against it. And it's kind of interesting when you also look at the investigation that the Chief Justice, Joseph Roberts, is ordering. He's not asking for the FBI or the Capitol Police or anyone else with real experience to get in there. He's having it done by the marshals, who are really just kind of court officers at the Supreme Court. So I'm not so sure much is going to happen with his investigation.
All right. A couple of other things in terms of scams, because that's one of the things, your bailiwick at Scamicide.com. The Securities and Exchange Commission announcing that it will close down a number of cryptocurrency enforcement folks in that division, and then they're going to put it someplace else. So how much corruption is there and people getting scammed by those who are selling you something? You know, crypto is there, probably stays there, but there are all kinds of scams around it, aren't there?
There are. And actually, you know, it might be a good thing leaving the Securities and Exchange Commission because even though the Securities and Exchange Commission does regulate finance and financial matters like that, they actually don't bring legal cases. They can settle civil cases, but not criminal. And I think this is a recognition that crypto is so serious and so many people are losing literally billions of dollars. And so if this is going to go over to the Justice Department, I think it may streamline the process. But right now, crypto is the perfect example of scammers preying upon people thinking they're going to miss out on something and invest in something that they have no idea how it works. It is so vulnerable, and the scammers literally are making billions of dollars on this. So it could be a good thing if it's going over to the Justice Department.
One of the other scammings this week, the tax refund business, man. This is every year getting worse and worse and worse. How do you warn people about this, especially if they e-file their taxes?
Yeah, you know, the tax system, complex. People don't necessarily, understand how this is done. TurboTax and Intuit, which owns it, settled, and it looked really great. Hey, they've got
$141 million,
yeah,
right?
You know what it means to the people who filed? You get $30 for each year that you filed with them.
Fabulous.
But the good thing, though, is the lawyers will be paid hand, you know, really well. So there is a, you know, a good happy side.
There's a brightness. Yes, exactly. All right. Spoken like a really good lawyer. Yeah. All right. Well. So, yeah, they're, it just the scams are, and we don't have time to talk about them here, but there's a lot of people being scammed because of the war in Ukraine, that kind of stuff. We should talk about that when we have a moment. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman here with us, bringing us up to date on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Want to show your favorite teacher some love? Staples has you covered.
Covered how?
This week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards on your in-store purchases to give to your favorite teacher for supplies.
So they can stock up on markers and crayons?
Staples has it covered.
Art and cleaning supplies?
Covered. During Teacher Appreciation Week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards for your favorite teacher or school, plus up to 5% back in Staples rewards for yourself. Download the Staples Connect app to sign up for classroom rewards. Valid in-store.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Average price of gasoline up 15 cents over the last 2 weeks to $4.38 a gallon. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says crude is rising, but that doesn't fully account for the big increase.
Instead, we have to look at the futures market for both of those products, which are very sensitive to world events and events that affect supply of refined products. And those are shooting up. So chances are we will have further price hikes.
Meanwhile, arson investigators in Madison, Wisconsin, looking at a fire in the headquarters of a major pro-life group Sunday morning. No injuries reported. Earlier, someone had spray-painted graffiti at the facility. The death toll from that explosion at a luxury hotel in Havana is now 31. Authorities say more than 80 people have been hurt and several are still missing. Also at townhall.com, Beijing loyalist John Lee elected Hong Kong's new leader, raising concerns about the future of the pro-democracy movement.
Lee was the only candidate running for election and won with over 99% of the vote by a largely pro-Beijing committee carefully selected by the Chinese government. This comes after major changes were made to Hong Kong's electoral laws last year to ensure that only patriots loyal to Beijing can hold office. He says,
"We must further strengthen Hong Kong's role as the gateway and the bridge between the world and our country."
But critics are worried that Lee's new role will only further tighten Beijing's grip on Hong Kong. As security chief, he oversaw the crackdown on much of the pro-democracy protests in 2019 and is a big supporter of the new national security laws imposed on Hong Kong. I'm Naomi Shannon.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
William & Mary University dedicating a brick memorial recognizing people enslaved by the college.
The memorial is 20 feet high and 16 feet wide, costing $2 million to build. The university, chartered in 1693, benefited from enslaved labor for about 170 years. It's unclear how many people the university enslaved, but historians discovered the names of more than 100 people owned by the college or its employees and students. Enslaved people made the bricks that built the Wren Building, and they erected the building itself.
That is correspondent Rhonda Rockstra. Celebration after Rich Strike's stunning Kentucky Derby upset continues. Massive long shot still has the sports world buzzing. Up next for Rich Strike's trainer, Eric Reed, is to decide whether that storybook journey continues at the 147th Preakness in Baltimore. That's on May 21st. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. New lobster fishing rules intended to protect a rare species of whale now in effect.
The rules are designed to protect the North Atlantic right whale, which numbers less than 340 in the world and is vulnerable to lethal entanglement in fishing gear. The rules require lobstermen in some parts of the ocean to start using weakened rope or special inserts to weaken existing rope. However, the federal government has acknowledged fishermen's complaints that supply chain issues have prevented many harvesters from acquiring the gear yet.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Country music, mourning the death of Mickey Gilley, had more than a dozen top 10 hits. Gilley also had some famous cousins, rock and roller Jerry Lee Lewis and evangelist Jimmy Swaggart. The three boys grew up in Louisiana, where they all learned to play the piano. Mickey Gilley was 86. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, deals on Mother's Day gifts.
Moms are the best
and deserve the best, which is why I went to Kohl's and got Nike tees for under $30, jewelry for just $19.99, and slippers for under $17.
Leave it to you to find all the savings.
What can I say? Like mother, like daughter. Did I mention you can get an extra 15% off or even more with a Kohl's card?
Your mom would be so proud.
Select styles, Nike Phalanx, May 8th. Coupons do not apply. 15% off ends May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to begin our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio with our weekly complimentary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. It happens that the DJ viewers have thoughts. We've talked about all of these stories this week in one way or another, so we'll recap and talk and throw in some of our own opinions, maybe some of the new information that has come to our attention over the course of the week, as the Talkers has their top 10 stories and top 10 people list published every Friday. You can read it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10 on the story list is Dave Chappelle and what happened with him. At number 9, race relations. Number 8, the crime situation in our country and what's bringing it to the, you know, why are we having so much violence and that sort of thing. Elon Musk, number 7, and the social media, the Twitter thing. COVID is 6, lowest it's been for a couple of years on the countdown list. The war is number 5, which sort of surprises me. But when you look at the other items, the economy, number 4. January 6th, number 3. How disappointing, that's where it is. And 3 and 2 kind of go together with partisan politics. And then, of course, number one has to do with the continuing conversation of the Roe v. Wade, whatever it is. I'm at a loss to a point in terms of finding. Yeah, it's kind of rumor mongering. The release of the information to somebody at Politico that perhaps there's been a vote, tentative vote taken on the case that involves Roe v. Wade, whether Alito, I guess I should look at the people list and we can go from there. At number 10 on the people list is Dave Chappelle. Elon Musk is at 9. Janet Yellen is 8. Kevin McCarthy, 7. Alito is 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Madison Cawthorn is 4. J.D. Vance is 3. Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. So, the Alito thing about how he's been working on this, that's part of the rumor mill this week. There are a lot of things. And it's, you know, it's some of this stuff, the response is pretty predictable. And we don't have to go through what, you know, everybody has said about it. The same things have been said for decades. It's, you know, all sort of, it's there. You can see it. You can hear it. You can feel the emotion, the anger, the effects that it has on people. Just the whole thing. It is part of politics. I guess probably it could be coupled, as I said, with number two, the partisan politics, because it all seems to be somewhat political. And so here we are. And we don't have, my point of view has been, and ladies, I want you to jump in. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner from the DJV show. This is something that has been part of the landscape since the early 1970s. A lot of people thought that it was settled law, including two people who are now on the Supreme Court, who told their inquisitors when they were up for being appointed that it was settled law, thus the idea that they wouldn't take an active role or they wouldn't change what already is, quote-unquote, settled law. Now they appear to be, and I don't use this term lightly, I don't like the word lie, but it certainly looked like there are a couple of liars. That seems to that's the story as far as I'm concerned. The other stuff is so predictable, but these two guys, these two.
I do want to point out, though, that, and it's really important whenever we talk about the Supreme Court getting involved with any controversial issue, whether it's abortions or gun rights or freedom of speech, it's really important to understand that what they're looking at is a piece of legislation that has been passed up in the court system, that they're not looking at what we think is a law and saying yes or no, it's what we think. It's they're looking at whether or not whatever lawsuit, this one happens to be on behalf of a few states who take issue with the fact that Roe, and this has always been the argument with Roe versus Wade, and I know there are so many emotional arguments. And
you mean whether it's a home rule, states' rights, that sort of
whether it's states' rights or not. I mean, typically, if you read through, if you are a constitutionalist, you believe in states' rights. As much can be returned back to the states should be returned back to the states, and that has been since the beginning the push. And in fact, many people, including, I think, Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself, said you have to be very careful with how Roe versus Wade was actually written and how it was decided upon, because there is an argument, a compelling and good argument, that it should be up to the states to decide. So I think it's really dangerous, because a lot of the stuff that's out there, and I get it, because it's an emotionally charged issue, and it's, you know, a lot of people feel very personally and deeply about this. And so it's like you have to understand that when you're talking about it, and you have to take people's feelings into heart, but you also have to look at how the law should be applied all the way across the board. I think there are a lot of people out there who are saying that abortion is simply going to be illegal in the country. That's not necessarily true. I mean, I'm living in a state right now where Gavin Newsom is trying to codify abortion basically creating California as a sanctuary state for people who are seeking that procedure. So
yeah, Connecticut's doing that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is going to be...
Most of the states in New England are doing it. Well, it still is the fact that you have to hide or you have to run away. That's part of the issue. But the other part of it for me isn't even the issue that you're talking about or the issue of Roe v. Wade. What I find troubling is that with all of the circumstances we find ourselves in today, with the war, with the economy, with COVID, here are three huge mountains that we all have to climb pretty much every day in dealing with the reality of life. So these people have to be aware, and they can, if they want to, if they choose to, not necessarily take this up now. There's no mandate that they have to come up with a decision.
And
well, I understand that.
It's a reality. Look, I don't like it either. I think there's a lot that we can be talking about politically that this isn't great timing, because I think what it does is it just polarizes us even more.
Well,
right?
Unbelievably. Yes.
But at the same time, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. They took it up. And what I find really appalling is that we don't even know what their decision is going to be yet.
Apparently, according to the fact that
this leak has come out is extremely dangerous. You've got people now standing in front of justices' homes with, like, pitchforks. I mean, this is not helpful to the country. It's just pouring gasoline on it. The decision would have been the decision when it's released in June, and people could have reacted at that point as they are now. Now people are, you know, having their lives threatened and all of this stuff. I mean, it's not good.
Well, one is, Jennifer, if in fact some of this, the reaction to the leak, it was aimed at getting at least a vote or two.
Well, yeah, to change people's minds. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But that doesn't make it appropriate. And actually, the decision was leaked out. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly dangerous. And this, you know, you've heard other Supreme Court justices speak out and say, you know, we do preliminary votes all the time. We even write preliminary arguments all the time before we actually come to a final conclusion.
Yeah.
So, right. And so, yeah. I guess maybe that was the intention of this person leaking it out. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it does the system
very
well.
They find who the leaker was?
Well. Could be an aide working for Sotomayor. That's like the leading person, but I don't know if we actually know.
So let's couple number one with number two in terms of partisan politics. But I'm going to take this in a different way, ladies, if I may. The president has announced that there's a new replacement for Jen Psaki, who has been the press secretary since Joe Biden was elected. The lady's name is Karine Jean-Pierre, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. She has been the deputy press secretary, and so the story hasn't become that she's the next press secretary. The story is that she's black and that she's gay, and that's not the story, as far as I'm concerned. Needs not
to be
the story.
For a lot of people, it is. She's
okay,
the first.
Okay, that's fine.
For both.
Yeah, right.
Openly gay and black.
She is the most qualified because she's been the assistant press secretary. That's
the
lead
for me. She has
an
extensive background. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she's good at her job, and so under the circumstances. She's worked for Kamala Harris. I don't really care about any of that stuff. I care, and I don't have a choice in this because this is an appointed position. But
you mean Joe didn't call you and say, "Hey, Dougie, what do you think?"
The headline, the first thing out of anybody's mouth when you look at the story, if you Google it, is not about her background, not about her good work, but the fact that she's gay and she's black. And
well, but
to
think
me,
about
I
this
find
too.
That appalling. Go
but
ahead.
Think about this. Once upon a time, somebody who could have been the most qualified person for a position would not get that position either because they were a woman or because they were a person of color or because of their sexuality.
That's wrong. That's wrong, too. I'm
absolutely. But because this is the first, that's also a testament of how far we have come. Still not far enough in certain standards, but we've come far enough that there is a person that is first, and that is a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's a big deal to a lot of people.
Look, first are always going to be first,
especially
right?
Gay people and black women. Sure, yeah.
First are always going to be first, and so you just have to understand that that's how it's going to be. What I hope for this country's sake is that there is going to be a change in the press department because they're not changing the communications chair, and I think that's even more important than what Jen Psaki
was doing.
How does
that work, Jennifer? What are you talking about?
I think that there is a bad strategy, and I'm not saying this because I don't agree with Biden politically. I'm saying this as someone who is a public relations major who looks at, like, messaging for these candidates. And constantly, time and time again, Biden will come out and say something, the administration pulls it back. Or, you know, very famously, Jen Psaki was known as a circle back girl because she would never give those answers. Now, she got criticized for that and she made some changes, but there still felt like there was this bit of transparency. I think that Karine Jean-Pierre, I've seen her. She's only done a few press briefings, I think, when Jen Psaki had COVID, but she's filled in for her. I think she has the capability of really kind of taking
I think she's better than Psaki from what I've
well,
seen.
Well, I think that
frankly.
She's been more reserved.
How
when
have you
she's
seen her, though, Doug? You just said you didn't know anything about her.
I didn't know that she was – I knew she was black. I didn't know she was gay. That is my point. But
well, I mean, I've watched her get better than Saki. That's what I was asking.
Well, I think she comes across already. She seems to come across. I think Saki was a very negative influence on how the news was covered. Yeah, that's the way I looked at it.
Well, I mean, just in watching her, I watched her fill in for Saki, and I thought she was always a little more reserved, and that was because she was filling in for someone. But now that this is going to be her role, there's a real opportunity to make some changes and to get your messaging better, sharper, more consistent. And hopefully, and I think that's good for the whole country, because regardless of whether or not you agree with what's coming out of the administration, you want one solid message. And so hopefully this will be
really
an opportunity for kind of a new start in that direction.
Yeah. What is really going on is what people need to know and deserve to know. That's one of the questions. And, you know, there are a lot of great questions. I'd love to be in one of those things one day and ask questions. That'd be fun for all of us. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Most wonderful mom anyone could wish for. Kind, understanding. She took care of 7 of us like a champion.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, we lost her a few years ago and miss her every day and hope she's having a good time in heaven and ends it with love you, Mom.
Isn't that sweet?
That was really sweet.
Yeah. What else have you got there that's cute?
Yeah, Luella Bennett says, my mother made something out of practically nothing for 10 kids. The last 3 were triplet boys. Mom taught us respect, hard work by example, fed us with the proverbial loaves and fishes sometimes. Times were hard growing up after my father lost his job in the coal mines when I was 8, the number 6
child.
Sounds
like a song, doesn't it?
In the coal mines.
Mom was the glue that kept everyone together. Mm-hmm. And then Jan Rose says, she taught me to read when I was 3. The first book I read was Heidi. I was 5 when I read it a few years ago. My husband got it for me on Mother's Day as a Mother's Day gift on the 50th anniversary of her mom passing. That is beautiful.
Very nice. Okay, Roe v. Wade, you've had a number of comments. People certainly want to be heard and seen on this issue. So what do you have there?
It's definitely a passionate conversation. People are for it. People are against it. People say it doesn't matter if you're for or against it. It should be a state issue. Deb Keller says it's completely horrific. Who gets to make determinations on others? There is no free health care, child care, or maternity pay to say that all of this is about a baby. Donna Alou says, since the Supreme Court decision, technology has advanced considerably. Viability has increased at a much younger gestation. Plus, we have ultrasounds very clearly showing a developing baby. No babies of viable gestational age should be permitted to be aborted.
Yeah.
We also gave the option, because some people would prefer to remain anonymous, so we did give the option that you could just send us a direct message.
Yeah.
So this was one of the anonymous DMs. People make all the excuses in the world, but it doesn't matter because what it is ending a life. There's life and someone makes an excuse to end that child's life. Kids are amazing gifts from God, and even in the womb, they are still growing children. Sean Watson adds, it's long overdue. This country will never heal as long as mothers have the right to murder children. Mike.
It's going to heal the other way either. Unfortunately, there seems to be no middle ground. Go ahead.
I would love a definition of mother on that one, too, from that guy.
Mike Zadra says, this should be another do-whatever-you-want issue. It's no one's expletive-deleted business but your own in a free country.
The sense that you get here from people is the same sense that this thing has been going on up and down and sideways. I've been doing this since 1974 on the air, and there is not one bit of any of this that's changed. One iota. It hasn't changed. All right, what else? We got one more quickie?
Tim Lowe says it should be a state-level issue. If you want it in your state, then vote on it. If you don't want it, vote on it. The federal government should not be dictating this to all states. This is what living in a republic is all about.
That's an interesting point of view, isn't it? You take a lot of the states' rights. That's what Jennifer was pointing out earlier as well. So, a lot of food for thought. Always have lots of interest in your input, social media, Twitter, Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 28 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Safety and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The gorgeous ladies of the DJV program are here. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner. I'm actually kind of gorgeous myself, depending on the day. Doug Steffen is the name. This is the DJV program overview of what's happened this week in the News Talk Radio world, stories that we've talked about. From the official charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th from Talkers Magazine, find the lists at talkers.com or djvshow.com. We are at, looking around, I just was going back through a couple of the older topic lists, the story lists from Talkers over the past month or two, trying to find one story that was nice. And,
good luck, because nobody likes to talk about nice.
I know.
We're all a bunch of masochists. We're like, did you see that train crash overnight? Oh,
that was really the reason that I was happy that Jay asked the question about Mother's Day, and we threw that into our conversation.
Just give us something.
We need the fluffy stuff.
This is good Lord. Anyway.
I mean, even the celebrity stuff has been terrible. Will Smith,
horrible.
Johnny Depp, I mean, all of the,
Dave
even
Chappelle.
The celebrity stuff has not been fun, right?
Right, no, it hasn't. All right, well, let's go back to things that aren't fun. Number four on the people list, Madison Cawthorn. I don't get this, but then I don't get a lot of stuff that comes out of this pipeline.
I would love to know what this guy's deal is.
Yeah, I wish I could help you, but
that's the best thing you've said for a long time. I wish I could help you.
When I saw, like, the whole thing about orgies and stuff, when it comes to Washington, D.C., I tuned out.
No surprise, yeah.
And I know that a lot of Republicans are, like, upset with him, and there were pictures of him, like, dressed in drag, and then he said that he was dressed in drag because he was playing a game on a cruise ship. I mean, I just don't know.
But beyond that stuff, which he's admitted that he kind of, you know, with the whole drugs and all, I don't know, he's kind of a mess.
Fudging a little.
Like, yeah, right. But, like, how do you, and, like, why is he, this is the third time he got busted with a loaded weapon at an airport? Like, doesn't he know better at this point? Like, I don't know. I don't know what this guy's issue is, but I think he's got a lot of psychological problems.
There you go. Okay. The economy is number four this week. Mortgage rates are escalating quickly, reaching their highest point since the recession. That was in, 2010? This is not great news. Didn't do the stock market anyway. Well, the stock market was up and down. It was pretty good at the end of the week,
Jones,
and it went down. Boom.
It plunged more than 1,000 points on Thursday, which...
Yeah, it had the best day in 3 years on Wednesday, and then the worst day on
Thursday.
I guess as we do this show, which airs throughout the weekend, we're awaiting a jobs report, and the jobs report is not expected to be all that great. What I think it just shows you is we're in an unpredictable time. And so, you know, there are a lot of people who say... I think what was the last number? Like 35% of economists think we're headed towards a recession. Other people don't. Nobody wants to wish a recession on anybody. So it's like,
we got to get out of this war,
do?
Though, and $6,
well,
$7
and
diesel
to,
fuel and
$5
gas.
We have to stop
gasoline.
The ridiculous conversation about even more spending. Look, the government's already spending like a drunken soldier drinks.
Well, it's not so much that, Jennifer, as with the report that came out this week about where the money went. For the PPP program, the billions of dollars that you might as well flush down the toilet because it didn't benefit anybody, really. You've met few.
Well, there are a lot of people that took advantage of it.
Stories.
I feel like we kind of all knew that to some extent, though. I remember us talking about it here and how fast these loans were being rolled out. And, you know,
and they had to be because people were being put out of business. It's like there was no other option but to get the money out. And now people are getting investigated for it. But I think the conversation that's been going on about free college and refunding people's college tuition money to the tune of, like, what, $35 billion or something like that?
Well,
you
now
can't do it right now.
There's a focus on doing it for people who need to have that relief.
I mean,
versus
it should be
for
need-based.
Everybody. Yeah, you know, if you're going to do it. Yeah. I don't agree. Well, I agree with to a point. The average mortgage rate now is 5.27%. 2-3 months ago, it was 2 points less than that. It was right around 3%. That'll slow down the housing. It may slow down. And the housing market is so crazy now, and there's so much.
The problem
really
is that it screws renters even more. I'm a renter, and our rent went up like 9%, which is just, you know, insane.
It's going to go up. That step's going to go up. Yep.
And it's going to keep going up.
Prices are going to go up.
Yeah, so then you can't get a mortgage. So it's just people are stuck. And that's what's literally squeezing the middle class into non-existence. That's what will happen.
Elizabeth Warren is to the rescue. She's going to tax all those big, bad corporations. Imposing
well, the 19 of them.
Tax.
Yeah, remember we talked about the 19 American companies that pay in the negative amounts of taxes?
For me, being a resident of Massachusetts, she's one of the senators from Massachusetts. It's like everything she says is like scratching the blackboard with fingernails.
It's
you know?
Also it's not honest to have a conversation about taxing, you know, a handful of billionaires. And she goes after them all the time, and we hear the public debate between her and Elon Musk. The idea is if you don't have a lot of money in your own household budget, you don't go out and spend more. And so until this government is ready to dump all of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that is happening within it, until it stops getting bigger by the second, we're going to never get rid of this problem. We've pumped so much cash into the market, and some of it was needed because of COVID.
Yeah.
We've got to take a step back, and we have to run the country more like we run our own household or our own businesses.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that.
Where you can't overspend. And so it's great for these blowhards to go out there and say, we need to do this and that. It's
and
like
she's
you're never
such a phony.
Fix the problem.
Because she has been, and nobody knows how this has happened. She was, she was a college professor, wasn't she, before?
Friend's Harvard law professor.
Yeah, she's a law professor, right. So she got, you know, an average, she was paid about the same doing that as she is as a senator. But somehow or other, net worth has gone up to about 4 times what it was before she was a senator. I always ask those questions because I think...
Well, they all do that. They all have speaking engagements and books and all kinds of stuff and donations made, and they all do that.
Mitch McConnell says no.
Look at his wealth.
To student loan socialism. Let's get those guys.
Okay, so I was at Mar-a-Lago this week, and President Trump spoke to us for a half an hour ish and watched this movie 2000 Mules with us. There was only one person that he really spoke negatively about, and he talked about he talked about Joe Biden and the country. Yes, but the person that he actually railed against was Mitchy baby. Even Mike Pence. He's like, Mike Pence was a good vice president to me. He was like actually very like low key across the board, but when it came to Mitch McConnell, whoo, doggy.
So I see Mike Pence and both Mike Pence and Kamala Harris were out on the road this week talking about Roe v. Wade in part, and the two of them couldn't have addressed, I mean, I guess you could predict it, but Pence really, for his personality, took a real shot at Kamala Harris. I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, I've got a lot of other ground to cover here. Number five is the war. Now we find out as the week comes to an end that the U.S. helped to sink that Russian ship. Apparently there was intelligence provided to the Ukrainians. Is this going to make the Russians angry?
Well, it is, and that's why the EU came out. The president of the EU said, you know, look, this is dangerous to be out here advertising that American intelligence helped sink that Russian warship.
Where'd that information come from?
It's been reported. It's in the Washington Post, the New York Times, NBC News.
But where'd they get
everywhere.
The information? Where'd they get it?
Anonymous U.S. officials have apparently leaked this. So and the problem, though, is that
good Americans.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, a lot of Americans are happy to hear that we're the reason that Ukraine is having these injuries. The problem, though, is that the Pentagon is now saying, well, wait a second, you know, we're not going to confirm or deny, because Putin is going to take this as a direct threat and direct action from the United States.
I think that Biden should come out and say, yeah, we sank that ship, and you know what? We're going to sink another one if you don't get the heck out of there and stop the genocide. We're going to sink one every day until you stop the genocide. That's
what everyone's backing up against the corner. Everyone's got their back up against the wall now with the threat of nuclear war.
Yep.
Yeah, well, so George, I mean, who wants a nuclear war? Nobody wants that.
Of course not. Nobody wins. So former President Bush, George W. Bush, was with the Ukrainian president apparently this week. He said, he's the Winston Churchill of our time. I don't know if that's true, but under the circumstances. He said, quote, President Zelensky assured me they will not waver in their fight against Putin's barbarism and thuggery. Okay. I mean, it's a typical George Bush. It's nice that he had the call, but what comes out of it is nothing.
Not the show of support.
Yeah, right. Bill Richardson, who was former U.N. ambassador, he was a senator, congressman, he was governor of New Mexico. He's working on trying to get Brittany Griner, that's how we pronounce it.
Griner,
I always ask you that, from the Russian prison.
They're classifying her as a political prisoner now.
Of course she is. Yeah. Right. And so what's he trying to do? Is he's working back channels?
Well, he helped negotiate the Trevor Reed's release. And so now that the government has, like Jen said, has officially said that this was wrongful detention, it kind of gives him a little more leeway to go in and, I guess, try to negotiate some terms to get her released.
Yep. Okay, number six this week on the countdown is COVID. Interesting. This is the lowest this has been since, what, March of 2020, right? And the story this week, as we end the week, is that the feds are after Johnson & Johnson. There's something that's not new. In this case, they're after them because of the vaccine and what it may lead to, i.e. blood clots. This is something that is not a problem. I know that there have been clots. Has there been any other problem with either Pfizer or Moderna when it comes to this?
The J&J warning from the FDA now is that unless you absolutely cannot, for whatever medical reason, get the other two, then Johnson & Johnson is a last resort. But they're concerned about the blood clotting, and there's a bleeding syndrome called TTS. But it happens, though, within 1 to 2 weeks of you getting the vaccine. So if you had Johnson & Johnson and you're fine, don't sweat this news because you're fine.
Yep.
If you've gotten it more than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Keelan says you're fine.
Number seven on both lists, Elon Musk. What can be said for him? He's a very interesting American character. There are so many different threads to the story, including his relationship with Amber Heard.
Is he an American citizen?
He was born in Canada. I don't know.
South Africa.
That's right. He was born in South Africa. He lived in Canada. Then he moved to the United States. And he's only, 49? How old is this guy?
He's 50, I guess, right?
50-something, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be 51 next month.
The reason he's getting put on the list not only is because of, obviously, the Twitter purchase and I guess the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is looking over the deal with Twitter, and they want to do an antitrust review. So the government now stepping in to try to, I don't know if they're going to make it harder for him to get into Twitter, set up hurdles, or what this is all about.
He hasn't made a lot of friends because he's a big, powerful guy who says basically up yours to the government, and they don't like that. Number eight, I don't know. Crime and violence is over and over. It's the same story every week, more and more. What are we doing to ourselves is the question.
One thing I would say, I've seen so many stories just in the local news here in New Jersey of cars being stolen, like, out of parking lots.
Yeah.
And in every case, either someone left their keys in the car or they left the car running. Like, don't do that. People are stealing cars. Don't leave your car running. It's pretty simple.
Well, the other thing that's ancillary to that, one of the biggest theft rings in the world is going around. Now they're starting with car dealerships and stealing the catalytic converters.
Oh, yeah, they steal them out of people's front yards.
Parking lots, garages, you name it, they're there. It's a huge problem. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th here at your service. Number 10 on the story list is the Dave Chappelle incident. Wow. Think about the ramifications of that in light of what happened at the Oscars. Number 9, race and immigration together. At number 8, crime and violence together. At number 7, Elon Musk and Twitter together. At number 6, COVID-19 and new ideas about shots together. Russia and Ukraine together for number 5. The economy and interest rates, number 4 together. Number 3, January 6th and Donald Trump together. Number 2, partisan politics and the elections coming up together. And Roe v. Wade together. That's the number 1 story this week in conversation, how it affects you and the nation, the election. That's it from the headquarters of Talkers at Talkers.com. Our comments on the charts this week from Talkers. Doug Steffen with the ladies from the DJV show at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
People list from Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the numbers and the names. At number 10, Dave Chappelle. Pretty much everybody knows that story at this point. Number 9, Elon Musk, and what's going on with him in Twitter. I think most everybody knows that at this point. Number 8, Janet Yellen, talking about the situation, the economy, and her job in the federal government. 8. Number 7 is Kevin McCarthy. He's a political hack for the Republicans. Number 6, Samuel Alito, a hack on the Supreme Court. Number 5, Dr. Oz. Number 4 is this guy, Madison Cawthorn. An interesting, I put that in quotation marks, character. J.D. Vance is at number 3 on the people list, Talkers. Number 2, what did Trump used to be called? The Donald, that's it, right. Never hear him referred to that way anymore. Donald Trump's number 2, and the president in resident, that's our Joe. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list, thanks to the research done at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips.
and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Cybercrime is way up, and not surprisingly, so is online shopping. So how can you stay safe while shopping online? Visa customers can have peace of mind knowing there's not only zero liability purchase protection, but the company has also made several investments over the years into keeping you and your data safe. I caught up with Michael Jabara, VP and Head of Global Fraud Services at Visa.
First is around our people and having that tremendous and deep expertise of 800 of the best cybersecurity experts in the world, and taking that cross-disciplinary approach between cyber, fraud, risk, and data science and packaging it up all together. You have our technical and technology capabilities that are using the latest in AI, ML, and allowing us to be much more proactive and faster to respond than we would be otherwise.
For more info, visit visa.com/security.
That was your Check It Out Minute.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. Time for the countdown of the top 5 items from the world of technology that we go over every week on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is in charge of that research and reporting on these items. We count them down from number 5 to number 1. The Intel CEO, the story of the chip shortage. What's the update? That's number 5 this week. Victoria?
Well, 6 months ago, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said that he predicted the global chip shortage would last until 2023. Now he's kind of pushing that date back to 2024. He said, we believe that the overall semiconductor shortage will now drift into 2024 from our earlier estimates because the shortages have now hit equipment and some of those factory ramps will be more challenged. So he said that the global, actually Intel itself as a business is actually doing really well, and the chips that they make have not really slowed down as much as the rest of what we call the chip shortage, you know, has been happening. And so he said that, you know, CPUs, GPUs, game consoles, some of those were really the highest profile items that were hit by the shortages. And so he said that, that the supply and demand are sort of already flattening out there, which is good news. But networking chip vendors are still in the middle of a significant shortage, and he said that Ethernet connections are particularly difficult, and he said that slowed down a lot of PC shipments. And so that's where he thinks that they're going to still have an issue maybe until 2024.
Number 4, the crypto enforcement that is now coming to the surface. You got crypto, listen to this.
Yeah, so the SEC announced this week that they're going to double their cryptocurrency enforcement division, which is now called just Cyber Unit. They've added another 20 positions, and the total of staff will go to 50 people now, increasing their ability to prosecute securities law violations related to crypto products. Now, the reason that this is important is because with more and more crypto being out on the market, the scams that are happening are almost at a record level. And the ones that they're investigating right now are called rug pulls. So operators of a project, they get investments, they promise big returns, and then they just disappear with the money. And so this happened recently with two different groups. There was a crypto token that was named after Squid Game, the Netflix show. There's a collection of 3D avatars. All of this stuff ended up just being fraudulent. So the SEC feels that with NFTs and all kinds of lending platforms and decentralized finance, which is called DeFi services, they think that this is something that they need to ramp up for security.
All right, number 3, the Google privacy settings this week.
Google is letting you request personal info to be removed from Google search results. Now, over the years, it's become increasingly challenging to keep personal information away from the web, as we all know, but Google's updated policies now allow you to take more control of your online presence in the search. So Google says users can now request personal information like your phone number, email address, and home address to be removed from the search results. The policy expansion also enables people under the age of 18 or their parent or guardian to also request removal of their images from Google search results, which is a big thing, too, for people who have kids. Now, you have been able to do this in the past, but now with cases of doxing where personal info and addresses are shared publicly with malicious intent, Google is trying to help mitigate a lot of what's happening with doxing. So take control. You know, it's probably a process, but, you know, see what your search results are. If you don't like what pops up, then definitely contact Google and make the request to have stuff removed.
Number two on our countdown of the top five, AT&T is trying what?
AT&T, in a shady way, is trying to push people to their newer cell phone plans, and they're raising the price on some of the older plans. The unlimited and the mobile share plans are going to go up between $6 and $12 a month. And, however, this is where they're being shady. They're not actually publishing which plans are being affected by this. They're relying on people to receive a message from AT&T and to actually act upon that. Don't waste your time. If you have AT&T for your cell phone, just call them up and find out what your plan is and what the new plans are. The new plans are supposedly cheaper, but don't get stuck with an old plan and paying more money when you could actually get more perks from a newer one.
Number one this week.
So this is back in the news. After several extensions, the time has finally come. The Real ID deadline is officially a year from now, May of 2023. Originally, air travelers were going to need to have a Real ID by October 1st of 2020 in order to get onto a domestic flight. Now, because of COVID and all kinds of other stuff, they've moved it to 2023. Make sure in your state that you find out what the requirements are, because you will not be able to fly domestically without a Real ID. So just get onto the website of your state and figure out what the requirements are and get on it.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. An investigation is underway after a fire inside the headquarters of a major pro-life group in Madison, Wisconsin. No injuries in the early Sunday morning blaze at the Wisconsin Family Action, where someone had earlier spray-painted graffiti outside. The pro-life group's president says she considers the fire, quote, a direct threat. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the futures market was a major driver behind the latest increase in what we're paying at the pump, as investigators eye the European Union as it considers further actions to punish Russia for its invasion of Ukraine.
Shall it, in fact, embargo Russian crude oil? Some of that, some of the price hike from that would have been built in. However, it will definitely cause another shock to the market, and we may see further price increases coming immediately in the crude oil markets worldwide.
Lundberg found the average price of gas jumping 15 cents over the past 2 weeks, $4.38 per gallon. That's $1.36 higher than it was a year ago. Highest in San Francisco at $5.85, the lowest in Tulsa at $3.80 a gallon. Also at srnnews.com,
Gusty winds in New Mexico continue to hamper efforts to battle a huge wildfire around the city of Las Vegas. About 1,500 firefighters on the lines. Last week's announcement by Boeing getting very different reactions from senators from Virginia and Illinois.
When Boeing announced it will be moving its headquarters from Chicago to Arlington, Virginia, it drew cheers from Virginia Senator Mark Warner, jeers from Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. She calls the move harmful to Illinois workers and jobs. Fellow Democrat Senator Warner celebrated the move, which he negotiated along with the help of the state's new Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. Boeing says the move will put the company closer to major stakeholders, government officials, and engineering talent. Bob Agnew reporting.
Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The European Union believes Apple abused its dominant position by limiting access to rivals to its mobile payment system, Apple Pay.
The EU's executive arm has been investigating the technology company since 2020. The European Commission's preliminary view is that Apple is restricting competition by preventing mobile wallets app developers from accessing the necessary hardware and software on its devices. The Commission says the practice has an exclusionary effect on competitors and leads to less innovation and less choice for consumers for mobile wallets on iPhones.
Jeremy House reports the Commission sent a statement of objections to Apple over its practices, which is a formal step in its investigations into suspected violations of European Union antitrust rules. Check out the latest breaking news, read the best analysis, they're both at townhall.com. U.S. deaths from COVID were nearing the million mark.
And there's a wealth of data making clear which groups have been hit the hardest. More than 700,000 people, 65 and older, died. Men died at a higher rate than women. White people made up most of the deaths overall, yet an unequal burden fell on Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, considering the younger average age of minority communities. John Scott reporting.
Jill Biden spent Mother's Day with Ukraine First Lady Olena Zelenska, the First Lady of the United States, the highest-profile American to enter the Ukraine during the war, while Zelenska's public appearance was her first since Russia invaded Ukraine back on February 24th. The First Ladies met at a school being used to temporarily house Ukrainian migrants. Mrs. Biden's trip, part of a 4-day trip to Eastern Europe. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of an episode from the comedy program Honest Herald, and later Detective Time, as we'll hear Raymond Chandler's private eye Philip Marlowe as voiced by Gerald Moore. Harold Perry first played Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve in the late 1930s on the hit program Fibber McGee and Molly. His role as the blowhard, scene-stealing neighbor proved so popular, a spinoff was created, a first for radio. The Great Gildersleeve debuted in August of 1941, but in 1950, Perry opted to depart and was replaced by his voice sound-alike Willard Waterman. It managed to continue just fine, not wrapping up until 1958. In contrast, Hal Perry's new series over on CBS would air for only one season. In the episode we're in the midst of, Honest Herald has been under a bit of political pressure to get behind a campaign to rename a local park. Let's get back to it.
For the first time in his Happy Homemakers program, Honest Harold let the people of Melrose Springs down.
You said it.
Against all his instincts, he came out in favor of changing the name of Boomer Park to Carruthers Park.
Yeah, I could bite my tongue off.
It's late in the afternoon, and Honest Harold is slinking down the hall of the radio station.
Good night, George. Probably didn't hear me. Good night, Jerry. Must be busy working on those W-4 forms. Good night. Snob. You might as well face it, Honest Harold. Ever since your program this morning, nobody is speaking to you.
Good night, Harold.
Good night, Peabody.
There goes one windmill I ought to tilt. Relative. Yes, Gloria?
Gee, everybody's sure mad at you.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Gloria.
Mr. Feeney called from the post office. Oh. There's a stack of letters there for you already. He said some of them threaten mayhem. What's that?
Never mind, Gloria. Well, I think I'll run over and see Evelina.
Mr. Hemp, you want me to take the calls that come in for you?
No, better not, Gloria. You're too young to hear that kind of language. Evie's home. It'd be nice to talk to her. After all, I'm doing this for her.
Oh, it's you.
Good evening, Doc. Is Evie home?
Nope.
Oh? Be home soon?
Nope.
Oh?
She's still over at Carruthers. She's taking dictation from him, too.
Oop. Mind if I come in a while, Doc?
Can't stop you.
Well, what's new?
Carruthers Park.
Now, look here, Doc.
Honest Harold.
But, Doc, I'm doing
this. Just goes to prove what I always said. Animals are more honest than people. Mm-hmm. Never catch a cow trying to sneak on a streetcar with a three-day-old transfer.
Doc!
Never heard of an Airedale being sent to jail for cheating on his income tax.
But, Doc, what else could I do?
All I know is I'm disappointed in you, Harold. Coming out in favor of changing the name of Boomer Park. You know everybody's against a thing like that. Why, if you keep this up, you won't have a friend in town.
I don't care. I'm doing what I think is right, and I'll stand by it. I'm as honest as I ever was. I'm a low-crawling, miserable worm. Nice hot supper waiting for me. But I'm not hungry. Can't face anybody. She might have fried eggs lying there staring at me.
Hey there! Harold, wait up!
Oh, hello, Billy. Well, I suppose you're mad at me, too.
Mad at you? Why?
Then you think I did right about Boomer Park?
Absolutely. Pretty clever, pal, the way you fixed the race.
What?
Old man Carruthers must be slipping you a pocketbook to pull a double cross like this.
Billy? I want you to understand that I'm not doing this for money.
Sure, I know.
Well, I'm not.
I can just see the race.
Huh?
Boomer Park's the favorite with all the seconds. Carruthers Park is a long shot. A pig.
Billy?
The horses are on the track. They're at the starting gate. They're off! Boomer Park leads all the way until the stretch. And then when the judges ain't looking, you take the needle, lift up the saddle, and jab Carruthers in the hindquarters.
Billy, I'll do no such thing.
And Carruthers Park shoots inside the rail and wins by a nose.
Oh, for heaven's sake, this is ridiculous. Billy, you know very well that I wouldn't have anything to do with a crooked race.
Well, maybe it ain't a crooked race, but I just hope they don't give you a saliva test.
Billy? Why don't I go home? I'll have to go home sometime. Why did I pick some other place to walk? Boomer Park. If anybody sees me here, I'll get shot. Oh, hello, little pigeon. Well, come here, nice pigeon. Whoop. Flew away. He's mad at me, too. What am I going to do? Who's that? General Boomer statue. Hello, General. How are things? Just think. Been sitting on that horse for 80 years. Must be getting saddle sore. Hope you don't mind, General, if they move you out of the park. Maybe they'll put you out in the country someplace with no pigeons. Hate to do this to you, General, but it's for love. You must understand about love. You had 11 children. Gosh, General, put yourself in my place. A man's got to be sensible sometimes. Got to play it safe. You'd do the same thing, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? No. No, you wouldn't. I read about you in the Civil War. At the Battle of Antietam, you didn't say, let's play it safe. You said, follow me, I'm moving up. And at Stone Mountain, you didn't say, let's be sensible. You said, it's now or never, boys. Follow me. And at Missionary Ridge, did you say, let's run away today and fight tomorrow? No, you said, are you with me, boys? I'm going forward. And you won. General Boomer, I won't let you down. Tomorrow morning, Honest Harold is moving into battle. Pigeons? I mean, fellas, follow me.
You're listening to The Harold Perry Show on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this quick break.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep,
Pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
That big tapestry. What's that? And these knights in suits of armor. Wonder if they used to get two pair of pants for those suits. This must be his study.
Come in.
Mr. Carruthers?
Mr. Carruthers, you'll address me by my military title, sir. Major.
Major?
That's right. Major Aloysius Carruthers, Light Horse Cavalry, 3rd Platoon, National Guard. Who are you?
Harold Hemp, BPOE reporting, sir.
Private.
Oh, thank you.
You the young fellow who has a program on my station?
Yes, sir. Honest Harold the Homemaker. And songs, household hints.
Why hint? Come right out and say what you mean.
Yes, sir, I'll do that. Better than the old boy fire me and get it over with.
How are things at the station? I may inspect there one of these days. Ready for inspection?
Ha.
Always be ready for inspection. Keep your shoes shine. Never volunteer. Remember that.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Rattle life and live off the country. Now, young man, I heard you say something this morning about renaming Boomer Park.
Oh, here comes the firing squad.
Look there on the wall.
And?
Map of the Civil War. Battle of Antietam. I'm writing a book on that battle. Look at that pin. The big red one. Know what that is?
A USO unit?
That, sir, is General Boomer. General Martin P. Boomer, one of the greatest tacticians of the Civil War.
General Boomer? Follow me, I'm moving up, Boomer?
His words exactly. Ah, oh, remarkable soldier. And that ant-brained nephew of my wife wanted to rename Boomer Park after me. Doesn't he know the difference between a major and a general?
I'll explain it to him, sir.
Right. Go back there, Hemp, and shake up that outfit. Tighten things up. Tell him to prepare for inspection.
Yes, sir. It'll be a pleasure.
Honest Harold, you're dismissed.
Dismissed? Oh, you mean I can go?
Evie?
Yes, Harold?
You weren't angry with me for breaking my promise?
Why, no. In fact, I'm very proud of you.
You are?
There are some things a man has to take a stand on. And I think General Boomer was a very worthwhile crusade.
Well.
And I'm more convinced than ever that you should run for mayor.
Evie?
Yes?
How about moving over a little closer to the next mayor?
Well, if you'll promise to behave.
Sure, I promise.
All right. Harold, you promised to behave.
That was just a campaign promise.
You've just heard the Harold Perry Show, Honest Harold. The supporting players included Francis Robinson, Ken Peters, Jerry Maron, Jack Moyles, and Will Wright, and featured Gloria Holliday as Gloria and Joseph Kearns as old Doc Yak Yak. Norman MacDonald directed, and the music was composed and conducted by Jack Meekin. Tonight's script was written by Gene Stone, Jack Robinson, and Dick Powell.
Honest Harold from September 24th, 1950. The CBS comedy had debuted just 1 week earlier and wrapped up the following June after just one season. Meanwhile, the NBC program Harold Perry had opted to leave, The Great Gildersleeve, aired for nearly two decades, from 1941 to 1950 starring Perry, then from 1950 to 1958 with his sound-alike Willard Waterman. After radio ended for Hal Perry, he began showing up on television, seen alongside June Havoc in the female attorney series Willie, playing Herb Woodley on TV's Blondie, and guest shots on The Dick Van Dyke Show, Perry Mason, The Addams Family, My Three Sons, Petticoat Junction, and The Brady Bunch. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was Detective Time, as Gerald Moore is Philip Marlowe, right after this break.
Diamond Detective Agency, guard against throat scratch, enjoys smoother strangling.
Silver screen legend Dick Powell stars as radio's Richard Diamond, the lighthearted detective who can be counted on for a quick quip or some saucy sarcasm.
But you'd be in bed by now, Rick.
My landlord short-sheeted me.
But in Radio Spirit's HCD collection, Richard Diamond's Surplus Homicides, there are plenty of serious situations to go along with the sass.
Where's the body?
Downstairs. You want to take a look?
Not especially. I told his mother I'd do something for him, and right now I don't seem to be able to think of a thing.
Get the killer. Help me.
There's also plenty of action to keep Rick on his toes and listeners on the edge of their seats.
Then as I walked down the street, I suddenly felt the nerves in my spine jump down into the pit of my stomach and goose pimples skidded up my back like scared rice. It was a feeling I'd had before. So without turning, I headed for the steps of a basement apartment.
Between the charm and the chases, Diamond delivers in 16 digitally restored and remastered adventures written by Blake Edwards. Radio Spirits also delivers with an amazing half-price sale. For a limited time, pay only $15.98 for Richard Diamond, Surplus Homicides. Just go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code RICHARD7 to save 50% off the regular price. Order today to pay just $15.98 for this HCD collection.
I know a few things I haven't told you about, and this almost puts a cinch on it. I want to talk to Young, and then I'll be down to see you.
But if Young tried to have you killed...
Oh, if he did, you can't prove it. Not yet, anyway, so sit tight and... When I get there, I'll show you how to catch a killer.
This offer won't live forever, so order Surplus Homicides today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code RICHARD7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Convenient champion of the downtrodden. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I'm for the downtrodden, people say. I want to see them succeed. I'm a champion of the downtrodden. I stick up for those who have less. But are they really? How about you? Are you a champion of the downtrodden? Only when their stories are easy to understand? Sure, it's easier to get behind empathy for those who've had it more difficult and don't seem to get it. But what about those whom we perceive should get it? Aren't they also downtrodden? Albeit downtrodden emotionally or consciously, but downtrodden nonetheless. Do your best to be a champion of the truly downtrodden, those who are down on their luck in any way, including physically, mentally, emotionally, or even spiritually. Give non-discriminate compassion and unconditional positive regard to all those who need it, even those who might disagree with your beliefs on life. Hey, to check out more lessons from me, go to YouTube.com and type in Dr. Christian Conti.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where, as promised, we enter the realm of private eyes. Supporting lead Gerald Moore in this example will be Gene Bates, Jack Boyles, Paul Fries, Yvonne Patey, and Jerry Hausner. Jeff Corey plays Marlowe's pal, Lieutenant Ibarra. Here is announcer Roy Rowan taking us into this broadcast from April 9th, 1949.
From the pen of Raymond Chandler, outstanding author of crime fiction, comes his most famous character in The Adventures of Philip Marlowe.
with Gerald Moore, starred as Philip Marlowe, we bring you tonight's exciting story, The Name to Remember.
The big clock at the far end of the Beverly Room cocktail lounge with the opaque glass ice cubes where there should have been numbers said it was 20 after 5. That meant my new client, Eddie Millett, was late. So sitting at an uncomfortable mushroom for two, I waited and worked on a long drink and stared down into the mirrored top of my table. I stopped staring when the reflection in the tabletop changed from red ceiling to gray Hamburg and pale blue eyes in an almost friendly face. I looked up to find easygoing Eddie Millett looking about as he had been a year ago, dapper in draped flannel, carnation attached, and a thin smile on thinner lips. He sat down, took off his hat, and shook hands all in one quick motion. And I knew he was either in trouble, a hurry, or both.
Marlowe, business.
Business.
You gotta find the nut who's been following me for the last couple of days. He's big. A lot of muscle under a t-shirt and a kind of jacket like the Dodgers wear when they're warming up, you know what I mean? I can't figure out what this bird's after. That bothers me. All the time he's like
it. What?
Hanging around.
Oh.
And if I go for him, he runs. So what I want you to do is, you get next to him and the answer to this tag. Here. 50, 70, 80, 100 bucks. Enough, Phil?
Enough. You know, Eddie, the law might do this for you for free.
Yeah, for John Doe, they might. But Eddie Millett's another story, Molly. You know what I mean? Today I got a respectable business, war surplus. But the cops, they only remember me as a guy who once did time for being careless with other people's dough.
Yeah.
Besides, I'm in a hurry. My two partners, Lou Tripp and Ruth Dunn, she's also my girl. They're coming back to town tonight. I'd like to spend some time with both of them, without interruption.
What do you mean, girl, Eddie? You and that pretty wife I've heard about split up?
Yeah, I'm suing for divorce right now. Tina and I never should have been, Marlowe. Yeah, I need someone who's softer, more honest and understanding. Know what I mean? Now, take this here, Rose.
Can I help you, sir?
Huh? Oh, yeah, scotch. No buzz. Make it a double.
Very well, sir.
This Ruth Marlowe, she's different.
Uh-huh.
Good head for business, sweet kid at the same time. Like, for instance, the letter I got from her today. She and Lou are both in Mexico City. She's got all the dope on the deal we're working on, plus the fact she's worrying about me.
Now, that should bring us right back to T-shirt. Remember, where do I start, Eddie?
At the only place I know of, Marlowe. Yesterday, I kind of turned the tables on this guy, trailed him down to the corner of Wilshire and Western. But he got away in the middle of a lot of traffic, you know what I mean?
In a car?
Huh?
Car.
Oh, no, we were both walking.
No,
I figured from his bill and that T-shirt, he could work in one of these health clubs around here. You find out, then come to my place on Hoover before 8, huh? By the way, he's got black curly hair and one ear is all banged up, cauliflower-like. The right one. Anything else?
No, Eddie, I'll see you. Know what I mean?
Huh?
Two hours after I'd left Eddie Millett, I checked with a half a dozen hooray for health clubs in the neighborhood, smelled a lot of liniment, and came away with nothing more than distended nostrils. So at 7:30, I pointed my car toward 8400 North Hoover, in the hope that my client could give me something else to go on. The Millett home was well-groomed and sat sedately behind 50 rolling yards of carefully clipped hedge, and said the gardener must have gone to barber's college. So when I leaned against the front doorbell, I expected Eddie in at least a silk lapel smoking jacket with slippers to match. When the door swung open, I got a surprise. Because I was greeted instead by a lot of white T-shirt, and in front of that and coming straight for my head was a fist the size of a muskmelon.
Oh! Okay, private. Detective hired by Eddie Millett in the Beverly Room. Gear up.
No!
Don't so much as smile crooked or I'll twist your arm in two. What is it you want?
Oh!
One thing, a chance to bust you in the nose.
What nerve.
Yeah?
Listen, stupid, if I had the time, I'd tie your arm into a square knot, then rip it off at the hinges and throw it away. But right now, I've got what I came for. I'm in a hurry, so you're real lucky.
How about Eddie Millett, Muscles? How lucky is he?
Very. He's inside, resting. Just like you're gonna be, Mr.
By the time I got back to my feet and had my right arm unscrewed to where I could reach across my chest and my shoulder holster, a T-shirt was gone. So I started into the house, and what I knew was going to be a slightly beat-up client. When I turned on the lights and found nothing in the kitchen, bathroom, or bedroom, I began to worry a little more. And I got to the den and saw that the drawers of a desk that were turned inside out, but there was still no Eddie. I opened a side door and started out to the patio, which ran along the front of the house. Then at the staccato report of high heels coming up the flagstone path that led to the front door, I stopped and waited. when the lady, who was a quiet face and quiet clothes, came to a halt in the open doorway, puzzled, and called Eddie's name out loud.
Hey, darling.
I figured this had to be Ruth Dunn, hey. Girlfriend and partner out of Mexico City.
Where are you?
So I walked back through the house to the
Eddie?
Living room.
Eddie, it's Ruth. Eddie Mulette, are you playing a game with me? What? Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm Philip Marlowe, Miss Dunn. I was hired by your boyfriend because he was worried about a bunch of muscles in a T-shirt with curly black hair, a cauliflower ear, and a brain you could drop through the hole in a lifesaver. Mean anything to you?
Well, no, it doesn't. But where's Eddie, Mr. Marlowe, and why is the front door open like this, and why are all the lights on?
In that order, I don't know where Eddie is. Front door's open because that's where T-shirt and I played Ben, the private detective, and all the lights are on because I was looking for Eddie.
But he's not here anyplace? The bedroom, the kitchen?
So far, no. Come on in here, see if this desk in the den adds for you, maybe. Drawers have been slightly rearranged by a very heavy hand. Hey, incidentally, T-shirt was bragging about getting what he'd come for just as he collapsed me for the second time, so if you...
Oh, the letters. They're gone.
What letters?
The ones I wrote to Eddie while I was on the road. He always kept them here in the bottom drawer.
Were they business or pleasure?
Well, business mostly, but I did talk of other things, too.
Yeah, I know. Eddie mentioned that when he told me about you and Lou Tripp being due back tonight. Oh, by the way, where is Tripp?
Why, I don't know. He left me in Mexico City the day before yesterday and said he'd be here tonight at the latest. Oh, surely, Marlowe, you don't think that Lou had anything to do with it?
Could be. Letters are part business.
And part love. So I'd say that the only person who could possibly be behind this is Mrs. Mulette.
Tina?
Yes. And for the oldest and best reason in the world, Marlowe. Jealousy. Tina'd do anything to make Eddie and me unhappy. She could twist the innocent wording of those letters so that any divorced judge would see things her way. She's cruel, Marlowe, and she... Marlowe.
Hmm?
Under that door there that leads to the garage... It's blood, Marlowe.
Stay over there, Ruth.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie, are you... Oh, no. Oh, Marlowe, he's dead. Isn't he?
Yeah, honey. I'm afraid he is. Eddie Mulette was dead. Real dead.
Oh, Eddie.
The right side of his head crushed in.
Eddie.
Next to him and on the edge of the ugly pool of blood that had seeped under the door was the grease-coated tire iron that had done the job. I turned Ruth away, and it wasn't until we were back in the living room and she'd stopped sobbing long enough to take the double shot of brandy that I'd forced on her that I started for the telephone and a call to Detective Lieutenant Ibarra at homicide. But before I could pick up the receiver, it went off. Hello?
This is Lieutenant Ibarra at police headquarters.
Ibarra?
Huh?
How great can service be? This is Marlowe. I was just going to call you.
Did I dial your office number by mistake, Marlowe?
Oh, no mistake, Lieutenant. I'm at Eddie Mulette's. I've been working for him since this afternoon. What's up? Why the call?
A dead man named Ellis Clay in a motel outside of Carson City, Nevada, Phil.
Yeah?
It looks like an accidental explosion in his room there, and the best the sheriff has for identification other than his name in the city, Los Angeles, is a blank sheet of letterhead paper from Eddie Mulette's war surplus outfit. So I thought Mulette might be able to help us out. Is he there?
Yeah. And dead, Ibarra.
Huh?
Murdered with a tire iron sometime in the last hour.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Any idea who did it?
A muscle man in a T-shirt, maybe. But at the moment, Ibarra, the motive seems to be a little mixed. Say, wait a minute. I may be able to help you on that Nevada guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth. Ruth, do you know anything about a man named Clay in Carson City? He had Eddie's address on him when he was killed in an accident.
Clay?
Yeah, yeah.
In Nevada?
Mm-hmm.
No, Phil, no, I don't.
No. Hello, Ibarra.
Yes?
The girl here, who was one of Eddie's partners, never heard of him.
All right, but that's unimportant now. What I am interested in is Mulette's death. What's the address out there? And why
it's 8400 North Hoover.
North what?
Hoover, as in vacuum cleaner. But look, if it's all the same to you, Ibarra, I'd like to move, and I think if I do it fast enough, I've got an even chance of catching up with this T-shirt. Okay?
Well, all right, Marlowe, but don't forget, we've got a couple of thousand policemen here in L.A., just in case you can't...
Yeah, yeah. Goodbye, Ibarra. Ruth. Ruth, honey, why don't you go over to your own place and try to take it easy, huh? When I talk to Ibarra again, I'll tell him where you can be found.
All right, Phil. But where are you going?
To the only place that adds now, Tina Mulette's. You know where it is?
Yeah. The Cameo house on Rexford Drive in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if it's any help, she drives a new cream-colored Nash. But Marlowe, be careful. Tina may be the one who hired that man in the T-shirt.
Yeah, I know. And that, honey, is exactly what I'm banking on. I'll call you. After I got the vital statistics on where I could reach Ruth later on, I piled into my car and headed for Beverly Hills in the Cameo House, which was six stories of white stone and glass brick. Tina Millett managed to scrimp by with half of the top floor, and a couple of minutes later, when I got out of the Almira elevator, walked to her door, rang, and waited. I was wondering what kind of a reception I'd get. But when the door opened, I stopped wondering and started concentrating.
You want something?
In something the texture of spun smoke rings. It stood 5 feet 6 inches over the threshold and must have weighed in at close to 120. With every inch a thing of beauty. And every pound just in the right place.
I asked you if you wanted something. Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, I mean, the name's Philip Marlowe, Mrs. Millett. I'm a private detective your husband hired this afternoon. Now, why don't you let me in like a good little girl, huh?
Because that's something I'm not. Now, get out of here before I call the police.
Who are probably on their way up here right now.
Oh?
Your husband's dead, Mrs. Millett. He was murdered.
Eddie murdered?
Yeah. Now, do you still mind if I come in?
No, of course not. I don't know what to say.
Oh, that's a trite line.
What was that?
I said you're acting and doing a bum job of it.
Why, I ought to slap your face.
Or call your boy with the muscles and have him go back to work on my arm for a while.
What are you talking about?
The lad in the white T-shirt who killed Eddie and then stole a bunch of letters that were going to help you lie your way through a countersuit for divorce. Would leave Eddie both broke and embarrassed.
You don't make sense, Bright Boy.
No?
First of all, I don't know who you're talking about. And second, if I were going to file such a countersuit, why would I want my husband killed first?
Maybe you didn't. We all make mistakes, Mrs. Millett.
Which is only one man's opinion. So why don't I just pick up my coat here and let the perfect gentleman escort me to the nearest police station?
All right, it's a date. I see you bowl quite a bit, Tina. Good enough to win that cup there from the Maplewood Alleys on Wilshire near Weston. Eddie figured a health club and I went right along. Never thought about the bowling alley near there and
Yes, Marlowe? You were saying something?
Yes, I was, but the little gun in your hand made me lose my place.
Marlowe, I don't believe that Eddie's dead. Nor do I believe that you work for him at all. For my money, you're just a not-so-smart boy who was hired by that hussy Ruth Dunn. She's going to need an army of private detectives before I get through, and I mean that. Now back up through those doors and get out of the fire escape.
While you do what?
Well, I find out exactly what's going on. I'll get out there. It's six long floors to the ground, Marlowe. And I hope with the first step you take that you trip, fall all the way, and break your neck. Goodbye, private detective.
You're listening to Philip Marlowe, and we'll be back with more right after this short break.
Farmers Insurance presents 60 Seconds of Service.
Home away from home? That story next.
As a top military employer, Farmers Insurance thanks all service members and their families for preserving freedom at home and overseas.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
For medically retired Marine Corps veteran Sergeant Landon Beck, the idea of living in a modern five-bedroom home after years of squeezing his family into a double-wide trailer is going to take a little getting used to. Beck, his wife Jessica, and their six children recently moved into a Winter Garden, Florida home built especially for them by the Home at Last Project, an area nonprofit that partners with other local organizations to provide mortgage-free homes for veterans wounded in combat during the Iraq and Afghanistan war. And the house came fully furnished. For more great stories and interviews, just visit thenationaldefense.com.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel. bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
And now the second act of Philip Marlowe on Wind Radio Works.
When Tina Millett prodded me out onto the fire escape through a pair of French doors, slammed them shut and snapped the lock, there was a cold look in her smoky eyes, an unwavering potential about the snub-nosed gun, clenched in her hand and pointed straight at my belt buckle that melted all the gambler out of me fast. So I watched quietly as she backed across the room to the hall door and out. I knew my chances of climbing down six flights of iron fire escape in time to head her off was an idiot's dream. So, kicked the panel out of one of the doors, reached through and finally got it unlocked. And I went back inside to the phone. Since the vixen was on the prowl with a gun in her fist, I figured the least I could do was pass the word along.
Hello?
Ruth, this is Marlowe.
Oh, Phil. Have you found the letters?
Not yet, but never mind that now. You got something more important to worry about because your guess on Eddie's ex-wife, Tina, was right on the button.
You mean she's the one who's really after the letters?
Yeah. That muscle man in the T-shirt is just doing a heavy work for her. And I've got a good idea that he's connected with a Maplewood bowling alley on Wilshire.
Where are you now, Phil?
In Tina's apartment, alone. I just lost a small debate with her. And get this, Ruth. She hates you, and she's the type who hates hard.
Yeah.
When she left here, she had a gun, and the chances are at least 50-50 that she's coming your way. So keep your doors locked and stay away from windows, savvy?
Yeah, okay, Phil.
Oh, one more thing before I shove off. Has Millette's partner Lou Tripp shown yet?
No, at least he hasn't called.
Uh-huh.
But where are you going, Phil?
At bowling alley on Wilshire. Only this time I'm swinging first. Maplewood was a small and dusky combination six-lane bowling alley restaurant bar and magazine stand and cigar store, all slightly down at the heel and more than hungry for business. Only two alleys were in use, and a lanky postgraduate delinquent with a mouthful of gum and a complexion one tone greener than his eye shade was the only houseman in sight. He looked up and watched me as I moved over to the bulletin board where a bank of photographs were tacked up, picturing the champions of the local league. Sure enough, there in the top row and holding a bowling ball that had more expression than his face was the pile of muscles in a T-shirt, which the caption tagged as one Sid Sawyer. So I walked over to the counter where the houseman sat and made like a one-man fan club.
What's your problem, Mac?
I see Sid's up there with the champs. Is he around tonight?
I wouldn't know.
Where can I get in touch with him?
I wouldn't have the faintest idea, Mac.
He works here, doesn't he?
Yeah, off and on.
But you don't know where he lives or what his phone number is, huh?
Well, you're just beginning to get the idea.
Come here, you!
Cut it out, will you? Take your hands off
of me. You get the idea and get it fast unless you want your teeth crammed down your throat. Where does Sawyer live?
Now, wait a minute, mister. Take it easy. I'll tell you. He's got a room over on Shadow Street, 6340. Upstairs. He don't have no phone.
All right, that's better. Is he there now?
I think so. But, gee, I don't know why everybody is so interested in Sid Sawyer all of a sudden.
Who else is interested?
Some babe called a couple of minutes ago. An old friend, she said. That's the reason I give you the store.
Yeah?
Honest. You see, Sid don't like to be interrupted when he's entertaining old friends.
Is that so? Well, this is one party that's going to get crowded whether he likes it or not. 6340 Shadow Street was a Top Heavy's tail gingerbread house, left over from the days when Los Angeles was a stopover between Spanish missions. I got out of my car and started across the street toward the door when I saw Tina Millett's cream-colored sedan sticking out through a tangle of overgrown brush in the driveway, which meant I was still in time for the big reunion. So I went inside and up the steps to Sawyer's door. There was a light on and movement, but no voices. I slipped my gun out of its holster, knocked lightly, and stepped back. The knob turned slowly and the door cracked open. I kicked hard!
What?
Yeah, don't move, Muscles. I'm returning your visit. Where's Tina?
Who's Tina?
Look, her car's outside in the driveway. She's here after the letters, isn't she?
What letters? You're nuts. I don't know what you're talking about.
And these suitcases. You wouldn't be skipping town, would you?
Listen, Shamus, you're barking up the wrong tree. I don't know anything. Get me?
Yeah? Okay, Sawyer, if you insist, we'll do it the hard way. That squares us for that arm-twisting job you gave me. Now we'll start all over again, even. Get up! Come on!
Oh, quit hitting me with that gun.
I don't enjoy doing it, so the faster you talk, the sooner I'll stop. Where's Tina?
I don't know what you...
I make it straight. I haven't got all night.
All right. No more.
That's better.
She came and picked up the letters, and she left again. 5 minutes before you got here.
5 minutes? You're lying. Take a look out that window and tell me why your car's still outside.
I don't know what... Where? I don't see it.
In the driveway next door. Holy smoke, it's gone. All right, Sawyer, that means I can spare 30 seconds for the rest of the story, so make it fast. She told you little Eddie Millett is dead. That's why you're blowing town, isn't it?
No. Now, wait a minute, Marlowe. I never kill him. I just knocked him down.
Sure, on a concrete floor with a tire iron.
No,
skip
I...
Skip it. Those letters you got were written by Ruth Dunn. Was Tina heading for Ruth when she left here?
I don't know.
Come on, Sawyer, I'm running out of time. Won't do you any good to try to protect Tina now.
No. We'll see about that, Marlowe.
Why, you... I hope Tina was worth a broken jaw. Good night, Muscles. I took a close look at Sawyer to be sure he was down for the long count. Then I stepped out the door and into a whispering circle of wide-eyed neighbors who had heard the fight and had already called the police. I flashed my identification, issued a battle order to the three huskiest ones, and then ran down the stairs to my car. I made it from Shadow Street to Ruth's bungalow on Normandy in something under 5 minutes, but still not fast enough. Because when I ground to a stop in front of the place, I saw that same cream-colored sedan already there, close to a side door. I belted up the walk and was halfway to the house when I heard it. Made me sick. Went up to a front window where the only light was burning and looked in. The room had been torn up and in the middle of it all, face down on the tangled carpet, was Tina Millett. And it was Ruth who was slumped in a chair, her face buried in her arms and sobbing hysterically. And still dangling from her hand was Tina's snub-nosed revolver. She looked up as I walked in.
Killed her.
I know. Come on, baby. Take it easy. It's going to be all right.
Oh, she had this gun. She was crazy, Phil. Yeah, she was going to kill me. I don't know what happened. I struggled with her, and then I realized I had the gun in my hand. I shot her. I didn't even think. I just pulled the trigger on her. She's dead, Phil.
Yeah. Come on, Ruth. Leave it alone. It's over now. Try to get hold of yourself.
She brought the letters back. They're on the desk. She said that they didn't matter anymore, that she was mixed up in Eddie's murder and there was nothing left for her but to run. That she took the gun out of her purse and said I'd ruined her whole life and that she was going to be sure I got what was coming to me before she left. That's when it happened, Phil. I was so scared I went out of my head, I guess.
Yeah, we better call Ibarra, honey. I think we can explain it all now except... Except one thing. Ruth, do you remember that guy Ibarra called us about? The one who was killed in Nevada?
Ellis Clay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Clay. I had the feeling all night that some way his death is tied up with all this. It's only a hunch, but something seems to be missing.
What is it, Phil? What's missing?
I don't know yet. Look, honey, I want to take a look at these letters. You go call the police, will you? A long shot, but while Ruth went down the hall to phone the police, I flipped through the bundle of envelopes that had caused all the trouble. And the long shot began to pay off. I could hear Ruth talking to a desk sergeant as I picked up Tina's revolver. I broke it open. But then a pair of headlights and a red spot of a police car flashed in the driveway, and I knew that he borrowed, figured out a few things for himself. I put the gun down on the table again, told Ruth to forget her call, and when the lieutenant came in, Ruth and I together explained everything that had happened right up to Tina Millett's body on the floor.
Well, it's quite a mess, isn't it? Anyway, this part of it looks like a clear case of self-defense. Right, Marlon?
Exactly right, Ibarra. It looks like self-defense, only there's something missing.
Something missing? What do you mean, Marlon?
At least three letters in that packet there. I think they're the last ones you wrote to Eddie, Ruth. They're gone.
Oh, that's strange. I don't understand it.
And another missing item is Lou Tripp, Eddie's partner. He didn't show up tonight because I think he's in Nevada, dead under the name of Clay.
What? Marlon, you mean that Lou and that Clay were really the same man?
Mm-hmm. But what are you getting at with all this theory, Marlon?
You'll see, Ibarra. Lou Tripp was double-crossing Eddie Millett. Lou went to Mexico with Ruth here, only he left early and flew to Nevada to close a big deal under the name of Clay. Meanwhile, some letters were written from Mexico to preserve the illusion that Lou Tripp was still there. Understand what I mean, Ruth?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, and then the unexpected happened. Lou, identified as Clay, died accidentally in Nevada. That meant that sooner or later those letters would be exposed as lies. Right, Ruth?
Marlo, that gun on the table, watch!
Too late, Lieutenant. Now, don't move. Either one of you.
You haven't got a chance, baby.
Stay back. Please, Bill, I don't want to kill you, but I will if you come one step closer.
Stay back, Marlo. She means it.
Look, baby. You're licked.
Marlo.
It was a good try, but you're lost.
Stay back.
Why not go out like a lady?
Oh, what difference does it make now?
Well, Marlo, when she cracked, she really went to pieces and told the whole story.
Yeah?
Now, she and Lou Tripp were working together, all right. When he died in Nevada, the lie she told in those letters put her in a tight jam with Eddie, see?
So when she found Eddie unconscious in his garage, she finished him. But when she went for the letters, Sid Sawyer scared her off. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Ah. Incidentally, the state is going to give Sawyer a long vacation in one of their better institutions.
Good, good. What happened down at Sawyer's place, Ibarra?
You know, Ruth had a lot of nerve, Marlon.
Yeah.
She found Tina Millett's car at Sawyer's, so she waited in the back seat until Tina came out with the letters. Then she sapped her, drove the car to her house, and faked that slick self-defense setup. And she still doesn't know where she made the mistake that caught her. Hey, where was it, Phil?
Well, she was being real cagey, Barra. She decided it was too dangerous to write the name Clay down any place, so she made it a name to remember. And she did. But too well.
What do you mean, Phil?
Well, when I asked her for it, the first name Ellis popped out, too. Mm-hmm. There was no legitimate way for her to know that you gave me the full name over the phone, but I only gave her Clay. That was an opening, but I needed proof.
Mm-hmm. So you needled her until she made a break.
Mm.
Then you walked into the gun she'd grabbed. You take some long chances, Phil.
Oh, I'll do anything to see justice prevail, Ibarra.
I smell a rat.
You should. I emptied the gun. When she was phoning.
Good night, Phil.
Good morning, Ibarra. When I left police headquarters and walked to my car, first gray streaks of a new day were breaking in the east. Should have given me a lift, but it didn't. And now it was time for me to go home and go to bed, but instead I sat in my car with the door open and smoked a cigarette while I watched the dawn come up. I couldn't help thinking what an odd trick nature plays on us. Some of our most beautiful creatures are our most deadly. For instance, Ruth. How soft and sweet and lovely she was. And how hard she could swing a tire iron.
The Name to Remember from April 9th, 1949, starring Gerald Moore as Philip Marlowe. Show producer and director Norman McDonald later was one of the creators of the landmark western Gunsmoke, which debuted on radio in 1952, then was added to television in 1955. Well, Gerald Moore also did some westerns. For example, he was the narrator on the first season of the television version of a western that had originated on radio. A further hint, it debuted way back in 1933, produced out of Detroit, Michigan. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com invites you to join the Rock and Roll Instrumental Party, a 3-CD compilation of the best rock and instrumental hits. Order Rock and Roll Instrumental Party now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCKPARTY33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code ROCKPARTY33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Do you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today, in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset and production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
And welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about Philip Marlowe actor Gerald Moore. I mentioned that he was the narrator on the first season of a television western, which had originated on radio. The answer is The Lone Ranger. It debuted out of Detroit, Michigan on radio in 1933, and the TV show launched in 1949. Moore would narrate 16 episodes before the narration was dropped. I'm Greg Bell, and please remember to visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.